Okay. So, morning once again, mayong buntag sa ating lahat. Before we start the formal proceedings, let me introduce myself. I am Rod Padua, the Oversight Director for NEABIT, and I will also be the moderator for this morning's event. For starters, some quick Zoom rules. Okay, so first we configured Zoom. If you had just entered, you will be in mute. So unmute only when you want to speak. Okay, but for most part, please make sure that you are on mute, because sometimes it distracts us when there is a chicken or a dog or our children or even the electric fan. If it is at high speed, we can hear. When you are speaking, the courtesy in Zoom is to keep your video on, and also we would like to see you. In these pandemic times, we have not seen each other for so long. So we want to see you at least online, no? If not physical. Position your camera properly, not too far or not too low, not too high. Try to avoid eating during the session, while drinking is okay. There will be no bio breaks. Because we are in the interest of time. So, dumiskarte na lang tayo, no? If we need to go to the bathroom. For questions during the whole activity, there are three ways. You can use the chat tab in Zoom. Most of us are familiar with the chat tab. Or you can use the raised hand feature in the Zoom. At the bottom, there is a logo there for raise your hand. Or lastly, you could physically raise your hand on the screen. And our team is on alert. They will tell me as the moderator if we have some questions left unanswered, either on the chat box or physical or on the logo. All right? In case you get disconnected, just simply log back using the Zoom details. And lastly, the configuration is we did not allow you to video record when you entered Zoom. But some of us will sometimes record it using their cell phones. Please do not, for privacy reasons, unless otherwise you would ask the 300 participants permission that you are recording. Lastly, again, when you just entered and you are on mute and you are experimenting your voice, so please please mute again, no, if you had unmute. Okay, so having said that, wait. We have some technical difficulty. Joy, can you stop share me? Or Joel, as co-host, stop share. Joel, Joy. Okay, thank you. So, first special thanks to NEA's NETI, our training group, and Herad for organizing today's activity. By the way, all presentations today will be sent to the Electric Cooperative's registered email addresses. So that being taken care of, I will now share my slide. Let's go to the program proper. But before that, and to set the theme of what has been happening with NEABIT and during the pandemic times, Joel, can you show the video?
is Rodolfo Ikamina Jr. of Penelco. So, importance of Maya Beat. So, Maya Beat contains one format of all reportorial templates. So, for all ECs. So, isa lang po yung format na ginagamit ng Maya Beat. So, secondly is user-friendly interface. So, the interface itself of the portal is very user-friendly. Di po kayo maniligaw or hindi nakakalito. And then, for the submission naman, sa pag-upload po ng mga DTs or yung templates, so we can check it real-time. So, kung sino yung nag-upload or sino yung nag-submit ng template, siya po yung nagre-register. We can check it real-time. And also, Mayabit can also generate reports. So, hindi lang siya nagko-collect ng reports, nakakapag-generate din siya ng reports based on our submitted templates. And lastly, yung support. Napakaganda po ng support ng Mayabit, wherein ang Mayabit po ay gumagamit ng ticketing. So, just submit your request or your queries regarding sa template or sa Mayabit, and they will respond naman actively, very active naman sila. Yun lang po. Thank you.
Mayabit is a web platform that could use to transmit data from our co-op to NEA. It serves as an information gateway for the exchange of vital knowledge. We are looking forward for the resumption of this web platform as this technology is very essential, especially during these pandemic times.
The NEA Beat demonstrates the right direction for NEA and electric cooperatives to go. The ease and convenience provided by this information technology innovation will redound to dramatic improvements in efficiency. We can get rid of redundancies in submissions of data and reportorial requirements or documents, since it provides a single platform for the real-time submission of technical, financial, and institutional reports. Then that makes it very easy to monitor and harmonize this data or submission. Regulatory lags are avoided and prompt decisions can be made, both to the advantage of NEA and ECs. These are just few, but a few advantages NEABIT offers. And obviously, there are so much more. For indeed, information and data are very vital factors that will spell success or failure. Congratulations. Thank you.
The NEA Beat is important to Buseco because it provides a fast, accurate, and uniform format of reporting. And it helps our NEA in providing a co-op-specific and guidance using the information from these reports.
Okay, so that was NEA Beat in a nutshell from the history. So now, for today, you will hear and learn a lot about NEA Beat. Okay, so let me begin by sharing my slide.
Hi, Director Rod.
Yes, admin. Sorry po.
Yeah. Kalimutan mo nata ako ah.
Hindi pa, sir. Sumusunod ako sa ano, sa program natin, sir. I-introduce pa kita namin, sir. Introduce kita, sir.
Ay, ba?
Oo, ano ako?
Nag-excuse kasi ako sa MC2.
Sir, gusto mo na mag-inspirational message?
Baka pwedeng makasingit na kasi...
Ah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was away already for 20 minutes.
Sige, sir.
Pwede.
Okay. Joel, stop share ako. As we know, the administrator is holding a consultancy seminar with the ISIS. Anyway,
pasensya ka na, ha?
Good morning, sir. Again, good morning. It's all yours, sir.
Okay, can I now proceed?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Director Rod. Thank you, ITCSD, for this opportunity to be a part of the NIABIT Go Live starting today, May 26, 2021, after a year or more than a year of being out. No? At I'd like to greet all the participants to this activity today of ITCSD making NIABIT go live once again. For more than a year now, the entire nation is experiencing a pandemic of unmatched proportions never before seen. And inescapable lockdowns are having profound economic effects on the lives of every Filipino. Alam natin kung anong nangyari ngayon. In fact, in our reports, talagang apektado ang mga electric cooperatives, lalo na sa usapin ng sales, especially those in areas or in franchise areas where they have not just residential connections but industrial and commercial ones. Consumers of electric cooperatives, from lifeliners to industrial big loads, are feeling the tight grip of the situation. Urban and rural economies are taking a nosedive, with individuals and businesses alike pinching every peso and implementing measures to preserve finite resources. Included in these measures are cost-cutting initiatives that were born out of the virtual environment revolution now taking place. No? Mabuti na lang may high-tech. O mabuti na lang, high-tech na tayo ngayon. Kaya merong replacement yung necessity of holding meetings. Even physical meetings and unnecessary travels are very much limited, replaced by virtual meetings on almost all occasions. Thus, there is no better time than what we are ushering today. We are bringing back into action the NIAB Business Intelligence Technology, or NIABIT, platform. Way back in 2016, both the World Bank and NEA came to a realization that a business intelligence and analytics structure could be a game changer for the electricity sector. During its 2 years of implementation, NEA was able to extract actionable items and performance matrices out of the reports and structured data from the electric cooperatives. Strategically, NEA has started focusing on the valuable insights of operational efficiency, technical proficiency, and business productivity of ISIS, geared towards NEA's 7-point agenda, more specifically on rural development. From the technical assistance provided by ASEP and administered by the World Bank, The grand plan was for NEA to eventually totally fund NEABIT from its own internally generated fund. However, the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in the early part of 2020 undeniably impacted the transition of NEABIT into the domain of NEA. This inevitably slowed down the contract bidding process and halted the continuous implementation of the project. More than a year hence, to address the consistent clamor from the ISIS, and with my full support and confidence on the potential of the technology as a game changer, we bring you back NEABIT. As NEA is now funding the project, which also includes cloud infrastructure support, we are contemplating on the economic angle on how to secure maintenance costs, which runs into millions per year. We are looking at the possibility of cost sharing with you, with the ISIS, or to package a set of NEA services, which will include NEABIT for a token fee from the ISIS. Kayang-kaya siguro ninyo ito dahil malaki naman kayo kung humingi ng mga incentives. Anyway, however, these are all part of the strategic thinking of NEA's financing schemes and has yet to be finalized. What is clear to all of us now is that we have to take advantage of this tool, of the platform that centers on the ease of doing business between NEA and the ISIS. Less paperwork, less courier services, less physical interaction in this time of the pandemic. Tama yun. Wala nang paperless, no? Noong ako'y IGM pa at pinag-uusapan ito at nire-require tayo ng 16 na reportorial requirements, sabi ko, ano kaya mangyari sa NEA na merong 8-story floor building pagka every month nagpapadala tayo ng reports, hard copy? Sabi ko, baka in the next 5 years, kailangan na magpatayo ni NEA ng bagong building para lang storage ng mga reports galing sa electric cooperatives. Can you imagine 121 electric cooperatives times 16 reports every month in the next 5 years? Ilang gaano kalaking bodega kaya ang kailangan ni NEA? So tamang-tama ang pagdating ng NEABIT, no? What is clear to all of us now is that we have to take advantage of this tool, of this platform, as I've said.
1717.
No. If not, sabi ko, of this platform that centers on the ease of doing business between NEA and the ISIS, less paperwork, less courier services, less physical interaction in this time of pandemic. If not altogether, elimination of all this. However, let me rewind one and all that electronic submissions to the NEABIT portal will be strengthened by an affidavit to be signed by the ECGM and NEABIT focal person that the documents submitted are true and correct. This is to foster seriousness and responsible ownership of the data submitted and to eliminate being trigger-happy in submissions. Details of this would be discussed later. Let me take this opportunity to thank our new contractors on board, Questronex, Indra, for software development, and Software Venture International for cloud services. Welcome to the NEA EC family. More importantly, I'd like to give credit to the NEABIT project management team, headed by the oversight ITCSD Director Rod Padua. Maraming salamat, Director Rod, na talagang tinutukan mo ito. And Project Manager Shirley Salvador, that despite personal journey, hindi pa rin bumibitaw. Both of whom spearheaded NEABIT from its inception to implementation to its resurrection. I would also like to mention the data governance team and other key players from the NEA finance sector, MCSO, IDD, Engineering, OPAS, TERED, DMPCD, RAW, AMGD, GSD, BAC, and all the other offices of NEA, which have directly or sporadically contributed to the resumption. As we are going live today, May 26, 2021, we would like to call for your cooperation by taking a proactive stance to expedite the continuing process of the NEABIT. At NEA, we believe that having the appropriate business intelligence tool to arm the ISIS with insights and data-rich performance trends will set a course to sustainability and success for our partnership that should be continuing not just for the last 50 years, but in the next 50 years. Thank you and a productive day ahead for all of us. Mabuhay ang NEA, mabuhay ang NEABIT, mabuhay mga electric cooperatives kasama One Easy MCO Movement. Maraming salamat.
Mabuhay ka, Administrator Admin Masongsong. Thank you for truly an emotional and inspirational message for all of us and setting the tone for today. And thank you for gracing this activity despite your very hectic schedule. Actually, it is also to the favor of the NEABIT team that the schedule of the administrator was very tight previously. Hindi kami makakuha ng slot sa kanya, so na-postpone yung go live natin with the ACES. It gave us time to retest the software because as everybody, as some of the IT personnel know, garbage in, garbage out. So mahirap. We have to be sure bago i-online. So thank you again, sir. Thank you for your time.
Okay, so you may proceed and I'll ask permission to leave.
Yes, sir. Lilipat ka na sa kabilang okay. Audience.
Sige.
So I hope everybody got the message, no? It was a whole round of instructions from the administrator and also some hope on how we will go about NEABIT in the future. So yung program kasi natin, nawala na yung drama ko for introducing him, no, kasi nga kulang sa oras, but supposedly welcome remarks from me and then introduce ko siya for the inspirational message. So as part of the welcome remarks, again let me show my screen. Joel, dali ha. Okay. All right. So, let me start off by saying that the NEABIT project team is actually a multi-sectoral collaboration of minds and efforts. No, marami. Over the years, maraming na-involved dito and are still are involved. We have working groups from the ECs, from external agencies like ERC and DOE. Here at NEA, we have the administrator as project champion. We have a steering committee. We have a project team. And of course, our technical consultants. Also working on a daily basis are NEABIT's technical working group, the data governance team, and the technology team at ITCSD. NEABIT has always been a total team effort. So thank you sa lahat, no? Most especially sa co-ops that were there in the beginning and up to now, no? As we shall see later in the morning, another partnership with the EC during the simulation. You will hear and learn a lot about NEABIT today. So for the veterans, we will refresh your knowledge. For the newbies, try to absorb as much as you could. Don't worry, there's always OTRS. What is OTRS? Later on, we will tell you. Since there will be a lot of discussions about NEABIT, I will dwell on the basics. Okay? So there are basically two components of NEABIT. One is the web portal, which is basically 100% operational as we speak. Even during the pandemic, it was operational. The second component is the business intelligence system itself. If you would ask me, we are halfway in the business intelligence component of NEABIT. Halfway, because in terms of reports, yes, very good. The co-ops have been submitting and we have been acknowledging, reviewing, validating all those reports submitted to NEA. Okay, on that side. But part of the business intelligence system is the intelligence portion. And on that part, it's something that will happen soon. We're not yet there, but it will happen soon. First, we must populate the system with data, with reliable data. Then we do business intelligence. Garbage in, garbage out. What's inside NEABIT? There are five subject areas, as we know, right? Financial, institutional, technical, projects, and connections. The administrator has mentioned when he was still a GM, several reportorial requirements required by NEA from you. It's all there in NEABIT, electronically driven. We have 30 data entry templates. We have operational reports on your command, 24. We have analytical views, at least 47, and limitless reports, analytics, and dashboards. When I say analytics and dashboards, what are these? What do we actually mean? Ito yun. Yung Power BI analytics. Eventually, the potential of NEABIT as a management tool will come into place eventually, hindi pa ngayon. That is why, again, we must populate NEABIT with the correct data. No, nabanggit din ni administrator, all your data will now be accompanied by an affidavit signed by the GM and the NEABIT focal person that the data therein, probably just one affidavit, we're still working on the mechanics, one affidavit for the whole year, submission of the ECs, that all are true and correct. Only in that way can we proceed with the analytics. Anong sample ng analytics? Halimbawa, ganito. Ang impression natin through the years, sample lang, ang system loss ng co-ops tumataas pag during the Christmas season. Why? Kasi maraming Christmas lights. Kumisa nakatap lang. no? Or maraming fiesta siguro, or maraming weddings na ang mga ilaw ay nakatap lang. Pero how can we prove it? Using analytics, no? What might seem two uncorrelated data, system loss and halimbawa yung number of events doon sa lugar na yon, weddings, birthdays, fiestas, what might seem unrelated sa NEABIT, makakakuha tayo. That is the power of analytics. But for now, wala pa tayo doon. So what are the benefits right now? I think the administrator said it precisely during the first Go Live event in 2017. Speed, proficiency, and efficacy. Diba parang in 2017 premonition nung vaccination drive, diba, with COVID-19, speed, proficiency, and efficacy. So what transpired previously? Ang dami, no? Hindi tayo nagkulang diyan, no? More than 1,300 users from NEA and the ECs, 2,600 plus stakeholders reach, 40,000 training hours. Sipin niyo yung gaano karami yung 40,000 training hours at 8 hours a day, no? 160 plus meetings and workshops, tons of communications. We decided to have a common methodology for NEABIT, which was the AKAM, no? We consulted ERC. We had a dedicated consultant with us kasi apparently iba-iba ng methodology yung libro ng ECs. So it has to be one. It has to be an agreed upon methodology, and that was AKAM. Yung Power BI, we started training, no? Yung mga techies sa atin with Microsoft technology to create reports, no? Pero yun nga, it stopped there. It stopped without the analytics. And we had regional summits, no? In all the locations, in all of the ECs, we were there physically, no? We made sure from the front end na intindihan natin, no? Kasi we couldn't go to the back end and yung sa gitna, the middle end, if sa front end pa lang, we are not on agreeable terms. So just a reminder, we are not doing this just because of an initiative. No. There is a memorandum containing the policy statement signed by the administrator to use the NEABIT in the submission of the data requirements under the reportorial rules and regulations, which is 10.5.3.1. So basically, in summary, all the operational reports contained in the reportorial requirements 10.5.3.1 must be submitted through the NEABIT electronically. Furthermore, on Section D, it is very clear. Submission of DET hard copies by ECs shall not be allowed. Okay? Now, in cases, we have heard before that there were cases wherein our NEABIT point person sa NEA, in rare instances, were requesting you to submit DET hard copies or revisions of the hard copies or semblance of the hard copies, okay lang yon, no? Even in the future, as we go on live tomorrow, okay lang yon, no? But it's an exception rather than a rule. The rule is less paperworks or no paperworks at all. Okay? Again, this is a memorandum that you received 2 years ago and signed by the administrator. So we have a call center kind help desk support. It's called the OTRS, the Open Source Ticket Request System. It will be manned by NEA and also our consultants. So for today, during the discussion, you will hear a lot about OTRS. I know it will be so much information that you have to consider for this morning, but and don't worry, there's always OTRS in case na info overload na doon sa ibang sasabihin namin ngayong umaga. There's always OTRS. But what you must concentrate for this morning is the OTRS itself. Kasi saan ka magtatanong, no? If you do not know how to handle a ticket system with OTRS. Now, once na-master mo na yung OTRS, then you could use it. Neya, paano ba yung fill up doon sa data entry template? Kailan ba ang submission? You could use the OTRS. Okay, but first, you must recall how to use the OTRS. So the OTRS, as I said before, is manned by this NEA personnel, no, from the managerial levels until the IT personnel. No, it will be facilitated by me and project manager Shirley. And also on the back end is our consultants made up of Questronics on the left side and Indra on the other side. On the right side, you will hear from them today, no? So sila yung day to day na makakausap nyo virtually, no? Sila yung makakausap nyo. So what's next? And this nga pala, all the presentations today will be sent to your emails, so no need to take a snapshot of this, no? Ipapadala namin. From tomorrow, and may I announce formally, the start of NEABIT, the portal and the software will be at 7 a.m. tomorrow, May 27, Thursday. Because for today, right after this ceremonial event, we will have to do some cleanups and uploadings of whatever we need on the software this afternoon. So the operational aspect would be, again, 7 a.m. starting tomorrow. So starting tomorrow until June 15, yung ibang co-op sa atin did not actually stop filling up those DETs. No? So for all DETs from January to May, for SOE, okay, yung connections and projects DETs, you can start submission even if it is late, no, dahil January to April, we will disregard late submission, no. Syempre naman, no, pandemic, we understand. For all other DETs, no, na hindi SOE tsaka projects, you could submit January, February, March, no, kahit hindi muna yung April. Again, we will disregard late submission. For April and May, for the months of April and May, you can start submitting June 16 to 30. Again, no late submission notification from us. But starting July, no? So yung June 2021 data natin, no? Onwards, starting July, connections which are to be submitted every 15th of the month, projects every Thursdays, and all other DETs every 30th. Ayan, medyo maghihigpit na tayo. No? Observe, we will observe late submissions na. Okay? Now you can download the latest, and this is very important. You can download the latest DET templates doon sa portal natin sa website ng NEABIT, sa NEA website, no? May button doon na download sa upper corner, nandoon yung latest DET templates. Please, no? At baka may changes dati pa nating ma yun ang dati nating ma-fill upan. And then input the latest geography codes, which will be discussed later on. No, maraming nabago dyan. No? Maraming nabago dahil yung mga locations natin na in between two ECs or are being serviced by two ECs, paano geography codes nun? So, nabago yon. Okay? So, without further ado, yun ang latest about NEABIT and how we intend to talk to one another in the future. So, all other questions, meron tayong Q&A, no, mamaya. And now we will go with the presentation of our consultant about everything else you need to know, no, about NEABIT. Now, during their presentation, para hindi mawala yung questions natin, you could actually interrupt, no, during the slides, but only for questions that are referring to their presentation, to the slides. All other questions will be addressed mamaya, no, doon sa Q&A portion natin. Okay? So, let's proceed and let's see where what we have. Joel, stop share. And may we call on Questronics, JC, to do the next presentation.
Good morning, everyone. So, thank you so much, Sir Rod, and good morning to all of the ECs on the call. So, by the way, my name is JC. I'm the unit manager for managed services under Questronics. So with me today is joining also from the management team of Questronics, Sir Dan, our senior vice president, Sir Dan Lizon. So acknowledge ko lang po. Then, yeah, we'll start. Next slide, please. So, Questronics Corporation has been in the IT industry for over 34 years and has been continuously delivering successful projects to our clients in across industries. We have evolved from being hardware provider to a solutions integrator, having known brands partnering with and supporting. We have currently created various intellectual properties like Chimera and QH Cloud and have been garnered a lot of awards through the years. Our current trust to help our customers in digital transformation journey. As part of the advocacy to jumpstart the digital transformation of different companies in various industries in the Philippines, we have created the Questronics Digital Transformation Framework. Technology transformation starts with building your infrastructure either on-premise, cloud, or hybrid. Build your foundation architecture using API integration and create single source of truth through master data management and analytics. Improve your way of work and strengthen your operations through business automations. Make sound decisions by employing artificial intelligence. And ensure that the security is in place in every phase of your transformation. Business automation is a crucial part of this framework to ensure goal of improving the user experience of both employees and your clients. Let's see how the different key capabilities of business automation can help you achieve this. Next slide, please. With more than 34 years of excellence, Questronics has been proven its expertise and dedication to its clients and its partners, earning numerous awards throughout history. Questronics innovates nonstop towards digital transformation, all guide its clients to success. To introduce the other partner of NEA for this project, for NEABIT project, may we call on the service delivery manager from Indra, Ms. Sharia.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry Ang, the service delivery manager for Indra. So, Indra is one of the leading IT solutions and services providers here in the Philippines and in Southeast Asia. We have strong presence in different sectors like the energy, telco, financial services, and public admin. We offer end-to-end solutions from design of the solutions through its development and implementation and up to the management of its operation, which is what happened with NEABIT. Okay. We've been servicing our clients for 24 years now, having over 200 projects yearly, supported by more than 1,200 employees. Currently, we are also the Regional Competency Center for Global Offshore Projects. Thank you. Back to you, JC.
Great. Thank you so much, Sherry, for sharing that message to us. So to discuss further and to give us the overview and the refresher for Web Portal, may we call on Ms. Maria Joy Caya, our functional analyst for NEABIT.
Hello, good morning, everyone. My name is Maria Joy Caya. You can call me Ma Joy from Indra po. So I'll be presenting to you a little bit of an introduction about how to use our NEABIT Web Portal. First, we have to set up our NEABIT Web Portal. To experience the full functionalities of the system, we have to install the security certificate. If you're using a PC or a laptop and it's your first time to use the or to access the NEABIT Web Portal, you really have to install the security certificate. Don't worry, but because the security certificate is only installed once. So later, maybe this afternoon, kasama po sa isend sa inyo yung mga security certificates na yon. Nandun po yun sa NEABIT Portal Certificates na folder. Meron pong dalawang security certificate. Both po yun kailangan natin i-install. And then included sa folder is yung installation guide. Yung file name niya is yung Web Portal Security Certificate Installation Guide. Just have to follow the instructions na maka-indicate doon sa installation guide. Again, both po ng security certificate, kailangan po natin ma-install. And after that, kapag na-install na po natin yung security certificate, pwede na po tayong mag-access ng NEABIT Web Portal. To access the NEABIT Web Portal, punta lang po tayo sa Google Chrome or any web browser. Just have to input the neagovph.net, yung URL po na nandito sa screen natin. Just a note that our portal is only available from 7 a.m. to 12:59 a.m. daily. So it's like until 1 a.m. po is down po siya. You may download blank BET during that time and fill them out offline. And once we have already accessed the web portal, ito na po yung magiging display niya, the login page. You just have to enter the username and the password, click login. Just a note that the initial password po is generic. So if you're logging in for the first time, kailangan po natin talagang i-change yung password natin to make sure na tayo lang yung nakakaalam ng password. To do that, you just
Majoy, clear ko lang sa kanila, no? So open tayo ng 7 a.m. until 12:59 midnight. Okay, midnight yon. 12:59 midnight. Sige, Majoy.
To update the password po, you just have to go to the settings. Once nakalagin na po tayo, just have to go to settings and select update password. And then you just have to enter the preferred password na gusto natin. Just a note that the password is case sensitive and you have to update every 6 months. It's recommended po for security reasons. And if naka-change naman na po tayo ng password natin and then nakalimutan natin, pwede naman po natin gamitin yung reset password na link dyan po sa login page. Once na maklik natin yung reset password, just enter your email address na ginamit mo doon sa pag-create po ng user na account niyo po. Just have to enter the email address and then an email will be sent to you and follow the steps na lang po doon para ma-reset natin yung ating password. Next po. And once we have already successfully logged in po, makikita na po natin yung dashboard ng ating NEABIT Web Portal. So ito po yung makikita natin ngayon. The dashboard contains the summary of activities in the web portal. First is makikita natin yung submission deadline. So every time na mag-login tayo, makikita na natin yung deadline natin. So we will be reminded on when to submit the DETs. Next to that is yung day-to-day ng calendar. Next po. And if we want to use na po the NEABIT portal and we have to accomplish the DET, First, you have to download the updated DET sa templates na link and then select DET. Kapag ma-select niyo po ng DET, makikita niyo na po yung list of DETs doon. Makikita na po. Just have to select kung anong gusto niyong DET and then i-download niyo po. Ito po yung templates pa lang. So, wala pa pong laman to. Kayo pa po yung mag-fill out ng mga DETs na to. Just a note, you will receive notifications for the updates in the template. So, kapag may new version ng templates na yon, makaka-receive po kayo ng notification. Make sure to download the updated file to ensure successful submission. Make sure po na updated yung file natin kasi magkaka-error po tayo sa submission kapag hindi po updated yung file. And once na na-download na... Once na download na natin and then na-fill out na natin, na-accomplish na natin yung DET natin, pwede na po natin i-upload sa portal. So you just have to click the data entry, yung menu na data entry, and click upload data entry na button. After clicking the button, makakakita po kayo ng page where you have to select the template name. Yung easy short name po is default na siya kapag ano yung nilagin yung account. Just have to select the template name. So, nandito po lahat ng DET list natin. Makikita niyo po dyan. Just have to select kung anong gusto niyong i-upload. Then, enter the reporting month and year. Yung reporting month and year po dito is kung ano yung nasa DET natin. Same po yan dapat yung ilalagay natin. We have to make sure na yung i-upload natin is .xls or .xlsx. So, hindi po pwedeng PDF formats. We just have to make sure it's in Excel format. After that, we have to click Submit Data Entry. Once na successful yung submission, just makikita na po natin yung notification na to, submission successful, status niya is submitted. Pwede niyo pong i-click here to view yung nasubmit natin na data. Just click OK. Pero kapag may error naman po yung ating DET, for example, hindi updated yung ating template na inaccomplish, mag-release po siya or mag-show po siya ng error. So you just have to download the error log. Nandun po yung instruction natin kung paano po ma-accomplish or paano magiging successful yung submission. Next po is our submission status. By default, once na ma-upload ni DET ay ma-upload ni EC yung DET, the default status po niya is submitted. This means that NEA will have to review the file. So NEA will check po the submitted DETs. After NEA's review of your DET, and there are items that need to be modified, if may changes na kailangan gawin sa inyong na-submit na DET, isi-set po yun ni NEA na for revision. The status will be for revision. NEA will have to coordinate with the EC for clarifications on the submission. And then another status po, if yung DET has been reviewed by NEA and the submitted DET will be tagged as acknowledged receipt. Ito po, kapag wala namang problem sa sinubmit nyo, isi-set na po yan ni NEA as acknowledged receipt. Just a note, the system accepts one version of your DET at a time. So kapag yung DET po natin is yung status niya is submitted pa rin, hindi po tayo pwedeng ulit mag-upload. We just have to contact NEA po para ma-set niya po yun to for revision or to acknowledge receipt para po maka-upload tayo ng bago. And another is once DET, kaya new version of your DET, the system will allow submission of DETs even beyond the deadline. So, pwede po siyang beyond the deadline as long as ilagay niyo po yung reason, valid reason doon sa pag-upload niyo po. May reason po doon kung bakit late submission. It's required po kapag late submission. You have to enter the reason. So, the upload date will be considered as the official submission date. So, kung kailan niyo po in-upload yung file na yon, yun po yung official na submission date. The same applies for resubmissions. The new upload date will be the new official submission date. So, kapag may revision lang po sa DET nyo, kapag mag-upload po kayo ulit, same po, yun yung magiging official submission date. Okay, next po is kapag naka-upload na po tayo ng DETs natin and then ma-acknowledge na po yun ni NEIA, yung tatawid lang po is yung or yung magre-reflect lang po sa reports natin are yung mga naka-acknowledge receipt na status. So yun lang po yung magre-reflect sa reports natin. And another note po, kapag mag-upload tayo today ng DET, makikita, magre-reflect pa po siya sa reports the next day. So, hindi ibig sabihin na kapag mag-upload tayo ngayon, makikita na siya sa reports. Hindi pa po. Kasi ipaprocess pa po siya ng system natin and then magiging available siya by tomorrow or the next day. Once the DET has been validated, ito po, the reports will be available after system processing. So, to download po ng reports na yon, you just have to select download sa menu natin and then meron po dong reports. Yun po makikita na po natin yung generated reports. Yung magre-reflect po dito is from the DETs na in-upload natin. So, if there's a problem or there's may mali po sa reports na na-generate, ibig sabihin po, galing yun po sa DETs. List of available reports will be displayed. Kapag i-click po natin yung reports, makikita po dun lahat ng reports na available. Just have to select the report na gusto nyo pong i-download. Next is, ano po, notifications and updates. Ito po yung, for example, may bagong version ng DET. So, mananotify po natin si user. When can you expect a notification? Ito po, for updates in the data entry templates. Kung may bagong version or may update tayo sa DET, mananotify po si user. And also, if there's a submission updates. For example, if the DET is for revision, naset na po siya ni NEIA to for revision or acknowledge receipt. There will be separate notifications for every DET submission. For example, meetings and resolutions, naset na po si NEIA ng for revision or na-acknowledge na, magkakaroon po another ng notification. If there's another DET po na sined si EC, and then na-update na rin ni NEIA, another notification po yun. Where can you see the notifications? So, kapag ma-notify po tayo, pwede pong through web portal, makikita po natin pag mag-login tayo. Meron pong bell icon doon sa right side ng ating web portal sa dashboard. May bell icon po doon. So, click lang po natin yung bell icon na yon, makikita na po natin yung notification. And also, through email, magsisend rin po ng email. An email will be sent to the account that uploaded that DET. So, kung sino yung nag-upload ng DET, makaka-receive rin po ng notification through email. So, there are two ways po for notifications, web portal and the email. Next po is data entry templates. When we say data entry templates, ito po yung mga Excel formatted file po na kailangan nating i-fill out for kagaya nung kanina po na pinakita na i-upload natin sa web portal. So, naka-format na po ito siya, hindi po natin pwedeng galawin. It's tampering with the DET is strictly prohibited. Makikita po natin sa DET natin yung tatlong colors ng fields. The first one is the pink. Yung mga pink po na fields are editable. So, pwede po natin siyang palitan ng value. Diyan po natin ilalagay yung data na kailangan. So, mapapalitan po siya. The next one is the blue fields. The blue fields po, yung blue po is hindi po natin siyang pwedeng ma-edit. Hindi po siya pwedeng ma-edit ni ISIS or any user. Kasi fixed po siya. Next is the orange color. For orange, the color po, mga computed data ito. So, may mga formula na na-set si system. So, hindi natin siya may edit. So, kapag magkaroon ng value sa pink fields na kailangan niya to compute the data, magkakaroon na ng value sa orange fields. So, mostly na kaya natin lang ma-edit is yung pink fields lang po. Once na ma-download po natin yung DET is by default, naka-disable po yun. So, you just have to enable the DET to able to input the data. Another note is some fields may change color depending on the value you input on the other fields. So, my fields, like for example, yung blue, minsan mag-change siya ng color depending sa in-input mo sa color pink. make sure you review your DET before uploading. So make sure po na ma-review muna yung DET para hindi magkaroon ng error or issue sa ating reports. Next po is yung elements of the template. When we say elements of the template, ito po yung makikita natin sa ating DETs. First is makakakita po tayo ng asterisk doon. May labels. Like for example, yung easy short name. Meron po siyang asterisk. Ibig sabihin, required field po siya. Hindi tayo pwedeng mag-upload ng DET nang walang laman yon. Magkakos po yun ng error sa submission natin. Next is the date format. For all the date fields, dapat yung format niya is MM, DD, YYYY. So, 4 po yung digit for the years. However, kindly note the format of the system time in your PC as this affects the input in the Excel file. So, yun po. Make sure po na same format yung nasa PC natin at saka yung sa Excel. Kasi magre-reflect ay meron po siyang bearing sa pag-input natin ng date sa ating DETs. Next is numerical values. Kapag numbers po yung value na ilalagay natin sa field. For fields which require numerical data, enter the number as is. Since number po yung nire-require niya, hindi po pwede yung any special characters like the comma or the dash. For example, if you have to input the TIN number, instead na ilagay po natin yung dash, tanggalin na lang po natin since mag-e-error po yun. Just input the number as is without the special characters. Next po na makikita natin sa ating DET is the drop-down list. For the drop-down list, ensure that you are inputting or selecting only the values that are in the drop-down list. For drop-down list, meron na po tayong list na naka-ready for that. So, system-generated po yun. Just have to make sure na yung value na isi-select natin is nasa list. If may gusto po kayong i-select sa drop-down list na wala naman doon, you just have to contact the NEABIT service desk. You have to validate po kung tama po ba yung ipapalagay yung value sa drop-down. Remarks and other free text fields. So ito po yung, for example, mga notes lang po na gusto nating ilagay sa ating DET. Just have to make it short po. 1 to 2 sentences is recommended for any remarks, descriptions, or summaries. Just a note na for fields that are not applicable to the EC but identified as required, input the following. So kapag hindi naman po siya applicable kay EC pero required yung field na yon, for numerical values, number po ulit, enter 0. For free text fields, enter 0 or NA. For fields naman po na not applicable to the EC but is not required. So hindi naman siya applicable kay EC and not also required, just have to leave the field blank. And for the sabi natin po maka-accomplish na tayo ng file and then maka-accomplish na tayo ng file. Make sure mas maganda po na meron tayong file name and saving. So, may format po yung files natin. May naming convention po tayo. For example, ito po, yung DET file name, DET name, yun yung naming convention natin, yung name ng DET. Name ng DET dash year for the reporting year, month and date. Ito po yung reporting year, month, and date. And then dash version number, kung pang ilang version na po siya. Like for first submission, B1, second submission, B2, mga ganun po. Example, energy and interruption, yan po yung name ng DET natin. Dash 2018-02-20, ito yung example ng reporting month and year natin. Dash B1 kung first version. The file name is recommended since date refers to the reporting date. It is highly recommended to have all DETs for upload saved in one folder. So, recommended po na lahat ng i-upload natin DETs, naka-save siya in one folder para mas organized po yung files natin. Next is our NEABIT service desk. NEABIT service desk will be our first level of support po, if you have...
Majoy, Majoy, before you go to the ano OTRS, yung service desk, baka kasi maligaw na yung mga questions natin sa chat box, which refers to your previous presentation. So siguro sagutin na muna natin to kasi ibang topic na yung OTRS, yung service desk. So sige, ako magmo-moderate, pero nakikita mo rin dyan sa chat box. Okay? So from Paleco, how to reset password for forgotten passwords? Majoy.
Ay, ako pala yun. Sorry. Ano po yun, sir? How to reset?
From Paleco. Buksan mo din yung chat box mo. How to reset password for forgotten passwords?
Ito po yun, sir. Sa login page, meron po tayong reset password link doon. Just have to click reset password and then enter your email address na ginamit niyo po sa pag-create ng account. Yung email address na binigay niyo po sa pag-create ng Nea Web Portal na account. So, magsisend po yun doon ng email instruction po kung paano i-reset yung password.
So, parang Lazada lang yan, tsaka ano, Shopee. Di ba? Yung credentials po ba is the same pa rin po sa dati?
Kung ano po yung binigay niyo po kay Nea nung nagpa-send sila ng updated po na credentials, yun po yung magkikita, magre-reflect dito po. So, isa-send din naman po yun later.
Okay, kasi meron pang isang tanong along that line, no, na bago lang daw siya. Mamaya, titignan natin, no. So, basta kung ano yung sinend nyo sa amin, yun ang credentials natin. Okay, so kung may mga biglang pumasok, hindi yun official, so hindi siya pwede, no. From Batanes, ano po ulit yung link doon sa web portal?
Nasa slide po, sir. Ito po, nayagovph.net.
Okay.
Pag-ibigay po pag-ibigay yung slide sa inyo.
Yes. From Laneco, before changing the password, ano yung naka-default na password?
Isi-send rin po later, sir. Para for security, hindi na po namin dinisplay sa presentation. Pero isasabihin po yan later. Isi-send po sa inyo. Kasama ng credentials.
Kasama ng credentials. Okay. From Buheco 1, Bohol 1, can we reuse our existing password even if we need to update it every 6 months?
For that past 10 passwords po, hindi nyo po pwedeng magamit yun. Like for example, nagamit nyo na NEA 1 to 10, hindi nyo na po pwedeng magamit yun. For the latest 10 passwords po, hindi nyo po siya pwedeng magamit.
Okay. Nga pala, we are on recording, no? So yung mga question and answers natin pwedeng i-review. From First Catanduanes, yung dati po bang login account is retained pa rin or na-reset lahat?
Reset po yun, sir. Depende po sa binigay nilang credentials po kay Nea.
From Leyte 2, dati the default password for the login is Nea 12345. Not sure now.
Isi-send po later, sir, kasama yung password.
Yun yon, yung kanina.
Pero most probably same pa rin po.
Okay, from Albay, new po ako, wala po ako username and password. So Fernando, pakibigay sa amin. Okay, kahit dito sa chat box, ibigay mo na. From Kalinga Apayaw, paano po i-download yung certificate? Saan po namin siya pwede i-download? Yun muna.
Yun, sir, i-send rin po later sa email. Pero in case hindi po siya masama, in any case lang po hindi siya masama, pwede po tayo mag-visit sa ating Neabit Infopedia. Available po yun sa reference section, which is, di-discuss po later yung Neabit Infopedia.
Okay. Another po is that sa tagal na hindi namin nagamit ang web portal, we already forgot the password. So, nasagot na natin kanina yan, no, on how to create another password. From Lanao Norte, yung security certificate installed before, need po ba na palitan using the new security certificate?
It's best po, sir, na reinstall na lang po.
Okay. From Northern Samar, paano ba makakakuha ng username tapos password kasi bago pala ako? So, nasagot na natin yan. Same as Albay. From Biliran, Sir, may hiningi po last February yata yun si Nea na names ng mga users of the co-ops ng NeaBit po. Nag-send po sila email to co-ops with the file to be filled out po. So, ito na yung sa ano, Majoy? Siguro ito yung nire-refer niya na ano, sa credentials?
Yes, sir. Kung ano po yung ni-request po ni Nea tapos yung sinend nila.
Sige, so bilay ko kung wala naman dagdag, oo, na ano na namin yan, na consider na namin. Again, from Lanao Norte, it was mentioned that we will have to call Nea for submission of revised DET. Please give us po contact number. Okay. Sige, bibigyan namin. Bohol 1, how soon can we get notification after we upload the file? Majoy.
How soon
we get notification after we upload the file?
Makaka-receive lang po tayo, sir, ng notification if na-update na po ni Nea to for revision or acknowledge receipt. Once na maka-set na po yun si Nea, ma-update niya na yung status, siguro mga 1 minute to 2 minutes, meron na po tayong notification.
Okay. Just to clear out, Majoy, ano yung kinabukasan na sabi mo?
Yung sa ano po yun, sir, kapag mag-upload sila ng DET today, by tomorrow pa po siya mag-reflect sa reports natin since yung processing po natin is sa evening pa po, processing ng DETs.
Okay, so siguro hindi yun ang tanong niya. Yung tanong niya is upload the file. So yun yung sagot mo, no? 1 to 2 minutes. Again, from Buheco 1, Bohol 1, what's the lead time of the validation or review from the time we submit upload the reports? Depende to, ano, depende Rowena, no, sa NEA focal person, no. And rest assured, in the past, no, nangungulit kami ni project manager Shirley, no, dahil admittedly may mga departments sa NEA na mas mabilis kaysa doon sa iba, no. So ganun na lang, rest assured that we are trying our best. Pero at the same time, ano muna tayo, no? Medyo tawag dito, fillers muna dahil lahat medyo nangangapa ulit, no? So don't expect any efficiency like before, no? At least during the first few days. From Sorsogon 1, Majoy, dapat po ma-send po yung digital certificate para ma-install po sa computer na gagamitin. Yes. Isasend nga namin. Majoy.
Yes po. Isasend po later, maybe this afternoon, or pwede po nating i-visit yung Infopedia natin, which will be discussed po after the service desk po na slide.
Okay. From Leite 5, hindi na ba limited yung character sa interruption report when we input the detailed town/city/municipality/barangay/purok/sitios? Hindi na ba limited yung character sa interruption report?
Interruption report.
So, alphanumeric. Hindi ko alam kung nakarating kayo hanggang dun eh. Pero issue yan last time eh.
Double check ko, sir.
Oo. Nea, kung alam niyo yung sagot, anytime ha, para hindi monopolize ng Indra. Kasi sa ano to, sa technical.
Balikan namin, sir.
Okay.
Sir Rod,
yes, Sherry.
Yung about the character, sir, it's still the same. Previously applied character limitations are still the same. Kasi naman po natin nagalaw.
And that is what? Ilan yung limited? Ilan yung alphanumeric space? Would you know?
Sir, hindi ko kabisado yung specific number of characters. Pero kung ano yung before, it's still the same.
Oo. Sige, Rowel, balikan ka namin ulit, no? Kasi whether mabigyan ka namin ng number or hindi, pareho lang pala as before eh. So kung 240 yon o 480 yon, same as before. So limited pa rin, Rowel, of Leyte 5. From Moel C2, pwede po ba makahingi ng tutorial video para sa pag-install ng Neobit, like sa install ng certificate and etc.? We don't have a tutorial video, pero doon sa Infopedia meron tayong manuals doon na hiwa-hiwalay. So makikita mo doon, Eliseo. Okay? Mas maganda yung manual, masusundan mo. Kasi dito pa kami nakapasok sa NEA web portal. Okay. Basta may problema tayo, Eliseo and others, OTRS, o kaya i-email nyo kami. Paano po yung wala pong account? So, nasagot na yan kanina from Aleko yon, Albay. From Masbate, gumagana pa po ba yung old digital certificates or mag-install po kami ng bago? Ang sagot natin is, Majoy, mag-install ng bago, di ba?
Yes, po. Recommended po na mag-install na lang po ng latest.
Okay. Again, from Misamis 2. Sir, yung link na try namin dito pero mag-error naman yung browser. Ano yan, Joy? Ma-Joy?
Link po, sir, ng web portal?
Hindi sinabi eh. Palagay ko kasi sa browser eh.
Sir, kung wala pa po yung certificate, mag-error talaga.
Moel C2, may sinasabi ka? Moel C2? Anyway, hindi namin sila, hindi namin kayo marinig. So, ano Sherry?
Yun po, sabi po ni Ms. Sherry, yung sa, in case po na mag-error pa po yung web port.
Hello, sir?
Yes, yes. Eliseo, yes. Sir,
yung link sa nanya to ph.net. So, try ko yung na-input sa browser, sir, pero nag-error siya. Paano ba yun, sir? Kasi bago rin kami dito, sir. Hindi kami makapasok sa yung sinabi niyong web portal.
Bakit hindi? Vani?
Ayan.
Sige.
Sagutin po natin yun, sir. Kasi po hindi po na-install yung certificate natin, kaya po hindi pa po nagpo-proceed sa ating login page. So, right after ma-install po natin yung certificate, doon po gagana yung ating web portal.
Sir, katong yung sinabi niyo yung sponsor ba, yung manual na paano makakuha niyo sa pag-install ng certificate at saka yung pagpasok sa web portal, pwede pa makahingi yan, sir?
Later, sir, gagawin po natin yung kung paano po mag-install ng certificate.
Sige, sir. Salamat po, sir. And pakilagay na lang po yung sponsor, contact person pa kung sino namin kontakin o may salamat, sir.
Okay po, wala pong anuman.
Salamat, sir.
Oh, anytime. Ganito, no, in the interest of time. Paano kaya? We have 51 questions eh. So sa 30 seconds lang isa, abutin tayo kalahating oras. May mga presentations pa tayo.
Rod?
Yes.
Can I request na i-group na lang natin yung question and then after para isang bagsakan na yung sagot?
Ano na lang siguro, we'll get back to you. Ito naman naka-record, hindi namin kakalimutan, no? Lahat ng questions nyo through email, no, ipapadala namin kung paano namin kayo na ano rito sa registration ng NETI. I-group namin to tapos ipapadala na lang namin sa inyo para may recording kayo. At saka kita nung iba lahat ng sagot para common. Kasi halos impossible. Ang daming questions eh. 53 na. Okay. Isa lang. Si GM Jomoy. Yes, GM Jomoy. GM Jomoy, di ka namin marinig. Yes, sige.
Ito lang. Kasi yung mga questions kanina, more on usage sa what's the rationale on limiting the access of the Neobit portal from 7 a.m. to 11:59, considering that some areas
Sige, thank you, GM. Thank you for the question. Although, alam ko na yung sagot, I let project manager Shirley answer. Shirley, kung hindi ka available, I let Jade. Jade, ano reason? Bakit kinurtail natin? Nandiyan ka, Manager Shirley?
Sige. But much better Jade ang sumagot.
Sige. Si Jade o si Rene, why are we curtailing from 7 a.m. to 1 midnight?
Sir, if I may.
Sherry, sige.
From Indra. Yes po. Yung current design po natin ng application is we have 7 a.m. to 12:59 a.m. na open siya for everyone to upload and input their information. And then we have the 1 a.m. to start.
Nag-mute ka, Sherry.
Sorry, sir. Hello?
Yes, sige.
So we need the downtime to process the information, sir, para po lumabas siya sa reports. Kasi if we do it online, nasabay, it will be taxing dun sa application. So what we did, sa umaga, nag-a-upload tayo. Sa gabi po or madaling araw, we're processing it para po maging reports siya. Yun po yung reason for that.
Would the processing take 5 to 6 hours?
Yes, sir. Sa ngayon po, with the limited in with minimum yung konting data pa lang, we're processing it at 2 to 3 hours now. So as we grow, medyo tatagal po yung processing. But continuous po tayo nag-i-improve as we observe na mas load na yung nagsaslow down yung processing.
Is it internal processing?
Ano, sir?
Wala involvement na tao?
Sir, it's a batch processing, sir. It's a batch processing, automatic processing at night.
So, you need to say from 1 to 7 a.m.? Yan yung time na na-allocate natin for processing.
Sabay, 6 hours. 6 hours, GM.
Batch processing, hintayin lahat ng provision tapos isang daanan lang. It will take 6 hours.
Yes, sir. Marami po kasi yung DETs and maraming ECs na nagsasubmit every month. So we need to refresh and reprocess all information that's being submitted daily.
Wait a minute. Yung processing natin daily yun. Supposedly.
Yes, sir. Daily po. Daily po.
Daily po. Ilang visits lang yung mga pag-submit on a daily basis. Hindi naman siya isang pag-submit lang for a month. Daily. So don't tell me if ever may mag-submit na ET or ET 10 visits or 15, it would take 6 hours to process this data.
Sir, yung 6 hours po may buffer po yun. Ginawa lang po natin siyang scheduled. Ngayon, if it's gonna be a challenge for some ECs, then we need to revisit this schedule.
Kasi pag-processing natin, understandable yan. Considering na computerized na tayo, it will take seconds or probably longest is minutes lang. But
sige, GM, we will try to optimize. Hindi ko rin masagot, Sherry, if it's kasi naka-cloud tayo, 'di ba? So hindi ko alam kung sa capabilities ng cloud o sa software itself, hindi ko masagot, pero
ano ka BIR? May mga cases na sa pag-install ng BIR, during data, hindi tinatanggap because of the volume of data, volume of processes. So, what we're doing, most cases, we usually access the DIR portal during dawn or madaling araw. So, pasok agad kasi hindi busy. So, i-assume din natin na ganun din yung mangyayari. Although, we only have 121, let's say, for 30, say, 95% of gamit, hindi yan masyadong mabigat compared to the transaction in DR area, alam naman natin na hindi reliable yung internet connection, even ng DR individual. May mga videos pa rin, may mga areas na hindi ka ano, maganda yung internet connection. So, malamang during daytime, hindi makapag-access. So, ginagawa nila during the day or to be safe, to be sure, during madaling araw. Which unfortunately, hindi kayang gawin out of this moment sa system natin because of time limitation. So, I hope that will be corrected or makonfigured.
Ito na lang siguro, GM, ang magagawa namin. Nabanggit naman ng Indra na merong dito may buffer. So we'll try to optimize na yung buffer na yon para ma-shorten yung 6 hours. Tingnan natin kung magta-trial test in the following days kung gaano mapabababa yung 6 hours. Pero siguro GM, agahan na lang yung 7 a.m. Doon tayo uhugot, whether it's 5 a.m. o 6 a.m. iuusod, pero not towards yung 1 a.m. kasi wala naman nagsasubmit ng 2 a.m. o 3 a.m.
Ayan na. Pero considering the volume of data, hindi naman ganun kalaki.
Medyo malaki din, GM, na pag naipon na. Kaya nga ang ano na lang diyan is yung processor yung sa cloud, kung yun ang nakakabagal o meron pang reiteration doon sa loob na kailangan i-clean up o kung ano man, yun yung portion na hindi pa namin napapag-itingan mabuti.
Okay.
Thank you for the concern. Oh, hindi namin inano yan na issue dati. Oo. Pero ngayon we know. Thank you, GM. Just for the information of the team, no, si GM Jomoy kasi of Cebu, before he became a GM, yan ng IT, head ng IT. Kaya Sherry, Jade, makakahanap talaga tayo ng katapat. Okay? Nakahanap tayo ng katapat. So, thank you, GM, again. So, for all the other questions, Jade and JC, paki-ano tong nasa chat box ha, kasi pag nag-leave meeting tayo baka mawala, and we promise to give each one a copy of your responses, of all our responses. Kung pangneya yan, sasagutin din namin. Okay, so just for the interest of time. Okay tayo doon, Sherry, Jade, Majoy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's proceed now with the OTRS or the call center. Sige, sino magpe-present sa service desk?
May 2 slides pa ako, sir.
Okay, sige.
Again, for the Nayabit service desk, ito po yung first level of support natin if we have issues and concerns. There are 3 ways to contact the service desk. We can call, email, or raise a ticket through our online ticketing system, which is the OTRS. The service desk aims to support the full availability of the system. It's the channel by which NEA and EC communicates inquiries and on concerns about the system. So another note po that NEABIT service desk is available Mondays to Fridays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can raise questions or concerns such as like system login concerns kapag hindi po tayo makalagin, update po ng master data, for example, yung power supplier, power supply, substation, mga EC profile, geography. So, pwede po natin siyang erase as tickets sa service desk. Another concern is web portal. Kapag hindi po natin ma-access, for example, kanina hindi ma-access, it's probably hindi pa po naka-install nung security certificate. And another is, yung service test po natin is solely for concerns relating to the web portal and update request. So for specific concerns and clarifications on the DETs and the processes. So process related po siya, pwede po nating i-contact yung corresponding NEA departments. So for institutional, meron po tayong IDD. So sila po yung kukontakt regarding sa processes ng submission po ng DETs or any related sa NEA bit. For projects SEPLEP, we have TERED. Projects connections, we have ITCSD. Technical engineering department and rates, we have the RAO department. So sila po yung contact person natin kapag may process related po tayo na concerns. So for finance, wala pong master data for finance. Request to update LOVs in finance or any yung sa drop-down list po. DET will be coursed through the system admin. So raise po sa service desk and then service desk will be the one. Kami po yung mag-aano ng concern nyo regarding finance. Next po. Here's to access po the service desk through OTRS. Just have to open your web browser or any Google Chrome or any web browser. Just have to enter the link, this link, https://otrs.indracompany.com.ph. So dito po tayo pwedeng mag-create ng ticket kung may issues or concern tayo. Username and password po will also be provided later kasama po ng credential natin sa NEABIT web portal. Magkaiba po yung link natin sa web portal and the OTRS. OTRS po is for the service desk. And web portal is dun po yung uploading ng DETs, viewing, and anything about DETs. So OTRS po, ito po yung link niya. So it's a different link. You just have to enter username and password. And then click plugin. User credentials will also be provided later po. For incidents po na na-encountered natin, just have to provide screenshots of errors para mas madali po yung investigation natin and madaling ma-solve ang ating issues. You just have to refer NEABIT Infopedia for any quick tips po about NEABIT.
I-emphasize natin yun, Majoy, no? Kasi hindi tayo madalas magkausap. So, the best way para ipaliwanag nyo sa amin kung ano yung issue, nung naghang halimbawa o may error, i-snapshot natin, no? Kuna ng picture and then isend sa amin through OTRS para alam namin kung ano yung nakita nyong huli, no? Para ma-action na natin. Kasi mahirap explain sa English parate. Sige, Majoy.
Yes po. It's best po talaga na may screenshots para real time po na makikita kung ano yung naging problema na na-encounter ni user. And then we can also raise tickets sa service desk for any update po. Update request for the master data. For example, kapag user access request, new user siya, gusto niyang magpa-add ng access sa ating web portal, just have to contact service desk and service desk will provide the template. Next is for geography, kapag may bagong sitio or bagong barangay tayo po na wala sa list or wala sa web portal, another is way is to contact ulit sa service desk and then meron po tayong ulit template para ma-add po yun sa ating web portal. So, kailangan po nilang i-fill out yung template na yun. For geography, yung affected DETs are yung SEPBLEP, connections, and MSHAC. So, kapag may new geography, new sitio, new barangay po tayo, so mas best po na ma-send agad po yung request sa ano po, sa service desk para yung affected DETs, especially kung tatlo siya, hindi siya maging ano po problem. And then for new BOD or update on your board of directors, you just have to contact service desk also kasi may form, may request po, template po tayo. Again, na kailangan fill upan para ma-add po yun sa web portal, which is also same for power plant, power supplier, substation, and transformer. So kung may changes po tayo sa mga to, new data or modification sa existing data, we have to contact service desk also para ma-raise po yung bagong modification or new master data na yun. Note is requested master data are reflected in the fields of the affected DETs. It is important to regularly inform NEA for changes within your EC to apply the corresponding updates in this. So kapag may changes po tayo sa mga to, kapag may changes po tayo sa mga to, we have to inform NEA po para alam rin po nila, centralized po yung ating data kasi mahirap po kung EC lang po yung nakakaalam. Yan po, we just have to contact NEA. Next.
Boss Rod, Darwin, Aneko.
Yes, GM. Yes, GM. Morning.
Ano lang, baka pwedeng for consistency lang sa report natin, ano, because meron naksing memoranda si NEA tungkol dun sa MSHAC. Di ba pwede yung ano yan? MSHAC, MCOPY.
Actually, nakita ko nga eh, itong galing din sa Samar 2. Pakiulit, GM, yung issue. Dudugtungan ko.
Consistency lang sa ano natin sa mga memoranda ng NEA kasi itong MSHA kasi definitely mawawala, mapapalitan to ng MCOPY, ng MCOP. So para maging consistent lang tayo dun sa ginagawa natin ngayon sa co-op at sa reporting natin.
Sa naming, oo. Sa naming, bale.
Yes, yes, Boss Rod.
Okay, so as a rejoinder doon, Majoy, yung sa mail ko to, ganito naman ang sinabi nila. Nasaan na? Nawala. Hi, dissolve na po yung MSHAC namin. So, paano po ang gagawin? Do we still need to submit the old file? So, parang yun din yung sinasabi ni GM doon sa issue ng MSHAC. So, anybody from IDD? Manager Arnel? Paano gagawin doon sa question ni Samuel Kutu? Although sabi natin, babalikan natin sila, I find this important noong discussions natin na ano na natin to eh. Manager Arnel or anybody from IDD, dissolve na raw yung MSHAC nila.
Kami din boss, may district na kami na wala ng MSHAC. Yung mga bagong na-elect na board, automatic si MCOP na.
Oo. NEA team, IDD.
Boss Rod, siguro although the same, almost the same naman yung ano yung tawag dito yung paggagawa ng IMCOP kasi representation din naman ng mga sectoral representative. Siguro ano lang to, pangalan lang tong talagang babaguhin dito.
Oo, yung sa issue mo, pero yung kay Samuel ko to
buo na.
Buo eh. Do we still need to... Balikan ka namin ano, sa mail ko to. At saka si GM. Nakuha ko na yung ano ni GM. Thank you, GM. Rest assured. Oo, tama yon. Tama yon. Para hindi magulo. Si Samuel ko to, balikan ka namin. Okay, Majoy. Tuloy.
Next slide, please. Okay. For more information about NEABIT, so we just have to go to NEABIT Infopedia. This is your one-stop online source of NEABIT related. So kapag may gusto po tayong malaman na missed out natin during this orientation or may gusto po tayong another or additional information about NEABIT, pwede lang po tayong pumunta sa ating Infopedia. To access our Infopedia, we have two ways. First is to click the NEABIT logo on the left portion of the NEA website. So pag pumunta po kayo sa NEA website, meron po doon mga logo. So may NEABIT po doon, just have to click it and then mariredirect na po kayo sa Infopedia. Another one is just have to visit this link po sa web browser niya. So directly na po yan sa Infopedia. Just more information about Infopedia, makikita nyo doon yung sections. We have 5 sections. First is the NEABIT overview. NEABIT overview is the background on the NEABIT project. So parang introduction siya and a little bit of introduction din siya sa NEABIT application or system. The next is what's latest in NEABIT. So in section na po na to is yung more on newsletters, if any downtime. Dito po natin yan makikita sa what's latest. Lahat po ng news about the NEABIT. Next is NEABIT quick tips. Tips on using NEABIT and accomplishing DETs. So, quick tips is more on, like for example, may bago tayong update. For example, ngayon yung sa MSHAC. Makikita po natin yung sa quick tips kung paano yung bagong instruction about them. FAQs, ito yung mostly questions na tinatanong. So, makikita po natin yung sagot dyan sa FAQs. The last part is the NEABIT references. Kagaya po nung sa security certificates, makikita po natin dito sa section na to. Ito ring presentations, anything related about NEABIT na sa reference po siya. So, downloadable naman po yan. Pwede nyo na lang po i-download and then i-view nyo offline.
Okay. Basically, everything you need to know about sa NEABIT, nando sa NEABIT portal. And sa dami ng mga sub-portals doon, the most important is the NEABIT Infopedia. No? So, i-update namin to, no? Periodically, basta may bago, dito kayo pumunta kagad. No? At saka doon sa notification bell, makikita nyo kung may kulay red doon, ibig sabihin, unahin natin yan. Ngayon, ang gagawin natin, I was just reminded, yung 51 questions kanina na hindi na natin na address, dito natin ilalagay sa frequently asked questions. Okay, ng NEABIT Infopedia. So, i-group muna namin yon for similar questions. Pagkatapos, lalagyan na namin ng ano doon, ng response. Tapos dito namin ipapasok lahat para maging part na siya ng frequently asked questions. Mabalik-balikan. Rather than i-email namin kayo isa-isa, summer 2, late 5, in response to your particular question. Hindi na ganun, okay? Medyo time-consuming yun kung i-email namin kayo isa-isa. Dito na lang sa FAQ. Sige, Majoy. Naka-mute ka.
Sorry po, mag-represent for OTRS adventure.
Sige, reminder lang, Jade, no? We're trying to minimize Zoom fatigue. No, we're planning to cut by 12 noon. Tapos meron pa tayong simulation with the ECs. So medyo ano lang, briefer lang with OTRS.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so good morning, everyone. I am Jay Declar from Indra, and I'll be presenting the OTRS refresher. So to start off, let's proceed dun sa definition ng OTRS. So as mentioned earlier by Sir Lord, OTRS is an online ticketing and resolution system that aims to capture, record incidents and requests raised by our NEABIT users. So by NEABIT users, we mean both NEA and EC users. So baka maisip ka, ano ba yung request incident? So how to differentiate those two terms? So incidents, these are unplanned interruption or decline in the quality of the system. So ito yung mga dating gumagana, then all of out of nowhere, biglang din yun na siya magamit. So, yan ang tinatawag natin mga incident. So, we have two categories under incident. We have system issues or errors or non-system issues or errors. So, for the first category, yung system issues or error natin, yan yung mga directly related sa NEABIT system web or report portal. So, some of the example, yung nasa baba, we have the system down, di makalogin, etc. Then for the non-system issues or error, ang example nito ay yung internet connection. So it's not really about the system, pero of course you need the internet connection para ma-access yung ating web portal. Then for the request, these are the formal solicit for service information or change in functionality. You have two categories under request. So yung first is yung existing data or functionality, and then second is the new data or functionality. For the existing data or functionality, dyan pumapasok yung definition na solicit for service or information. Example, solicit for service yung update ng master data. So, mayroon kayong kailangan gawin, which is yung update yung master data, pero yung access nyo doesn't allow you to do that. So, you have to file a request and the authorized person to do that will execute yung request ninyo na ma-update yung master data. Then, for the request, for access, yan naman yung kular, may bagong user, o kaya, pa-update po yung email ko, wala ako nare-receive dun sa reset password, yun pala mali yung email na nare-register natin. So, you have to file a request ticket type. Second, new data or functionality. Diyan pumapasok yung definition na change in functionality. Ito yung makawala sa existing, pero you feel na ma-include yun or na ma-apply yun sa system natin. Example, kung change dun sa current natin is yung nabanggit kanina ni GM na baka pwedeng bilisan yung processing time kasi kailangan namin mag-upload during this window. So yung ganung klaseng request, yan yung papasok sa category 2 natin na new functionality or new data. Kasi hindi yun yung existing natin. Okay? So, with that, proceed tayo. Ano ba yung common concern? So, we'll share with you ano yung common concern na na-receive namin before sa OTRS. So, for the non-technical part, as you can see, yung ticket type natin dyan, lahat ay request. Kasi nga, hindi naman to yung mga unplanned na nangyari. So, ito ay mga request dahil hindi natin magawa sa application given our pwedeng given our access, ganyan, lahat tayong right to do those things. So, for example, yung first, web portal access request. So, yan yung kaninang binanggit natin kapag may bagong user, papa-create ng bagong user sa EC namin, request yung ticket type niya, and then yung attachment needed ay yung user access request form and endorsement from the GM or the OIC of the GM. Siyempre, importante yung endorsement kasi gusto natin na the user who will submit on behalf of the EC should be authorized. And then yung second, request to update or add master data. So some of the master data natin ay yung BOD, geography, power supplier, substation, and all others. So yung kailangan para makapag-request tayo ng update sa master data, we have to fill out the master data update form. Kasi andun yung mga field na kailangan ma-provide natin para ma-ensure na ma-add successfully yung gusto nyong ipa-add. Third, isa pang example yung DET update request. For example, yung meron kayong gustong ipa-add sa drop-down ng isang DET, itong example si Sep Blep, kunwari, di ba meron siyang column na funding source, and if you click on it sa DET, may drop-down yun. So, kunwari, walang 2021 na funding source, meron kayong ganung data. So you have to raise a request ticket para maipa-add natin yung 2021 as a new funding source. Attachment needed ay yung DET na gusto nyong DET na concern tsaka yung gusto nyong change na ipagawa. Next, we also have yung technical concern. Next slide, please. Thank you. For the technical concern, ayan, ticket type, nakita niyo po lahat, incident. Yan yung mga hindi niyo inasahan na dati naman gumagana, then biglang hindi niyo na magawa. So yung first, example natin, yung pag-download ng geography geocode. Kanina maraming chat about downloading geocode. So if hindi niyo siya ma-download sa web portal, it's an incident. And ang kailangang attachment for that is yung screenshot. Anong po yung nangyari sa screen nyo nung hindi ma-download, nung lumabas? So, kailangan natin yun. So, lahat ng rows na to, almost lahat kailangan ng screenshot kasi kailangan yan for faster resolution. Second, issue na sa pag-fill out ng DET, itong cellphone hindi ko mapindot, dapat may ilalagay ako dyan. So, incident po yun. Kailangan natin yung screenshot plus yung DET na tinutukoy nyo, yung mismong file. Third, for issues encountered while using the web portal. for example, error in uploading, hindi kayo makapag-upload, may lumalabas na error yan. Kailangan yan ng screenshot tsaka yung DET na ina-upload. Lastly, for computer or internet concern. For example, bagal-bagal naman mag-load ng web portal sa akin. So, yung mga ganong concern po, pwede nyo i-file in as incident. Then, we'll check kung ano yung cause ng mga ganong concern. Okay. Now, we get to know the basics of OTRS. Let's proceed how to access OTRS. So, ito yung link na kailangan nyo pong i-input sa inyong web browser. So, isend naman yung deck so you don't have to screenshot yung link. And then, once na makalogin kayo, you have to change your initial password dun sa preferences tab para ma-ensure yung security ng account niyo. Slide po. Okay, so yung preference tab, yun yung nakita nyo dun sa taas, yung tabi ng logout. So, once done na kayo, you're all set. Ito yung bubungan sa inyo. Na mga column na makikita nyo doon. You have the ticket number, ticket subject, ticket description, ticket status, and timestamp. So, timestamp, automated naman yan. Kinakount niya yung, kinakount niya until, gano'ng kahaba or gano'ng katagal ng open yung inyong ticket. So, if you click on the ticket dyan sa upper right, upper left, may lalabas yun na create tickets. If you click on it, lalabas tong form na naka-flash screen, which is for ticket creation. So, yung first na field sa taas, yung type, ang laman lang po niyan ay incident or request. So initially, kayo po yung maglalagay kung incident po siya or request. Pero our service desk will further assess naman your ticket type if it's indeed an incident or a service request. Then yung next field, yung subject. Ayan, dyan yung pretext po yan. Dyan yung lalagay yung precise na description ng inyong concern. So usually, ano, one-liner lang yan. Then yung sa next slide po natin. Dyan sa text, dyan nyo po ilalagay yung detalye mismo. For example, kaninang 8 a.m. nakaka-login pa ako. Yung nag-8:30, biglang ayaw na. Yung mga ganong detalye po, please do not hesitate to include them sa text na field kasi we need those things para ma-investigate yung concern niyo. Next slide, please. For the attachment, kayo nabanggit ko, if meron kang incident, kailangan namin ng screenshot. If may request ka about a certain DET, kailangan namin yung file mismo ng DET. Dito niyo po siya ilalagay. So, you have to include those attachments. Next. Yung priority default po yan na normal. For the classification, same lang din po yan nung nilagay niyo sa taas, yung sa type. Then, for the module, drop-down po yan. So, pipiliin niyo lang kung ano yung sang module pumasok yung concern niyo. User access ba? Login concern ba? Tungkol ba sa report? So, naka-drop-down naman po yan. Subject area, so ano yung concern nyo? Kung financial, insti, technical, or sa projects? Or pwede rin various or not applicable kung general naman yung concern nyo. Next, name of sender or name of reporter. Last name, first name, middle name. Ano naman po siya? Free text. So, yun. Just input your name. Contact details. Ayan, important to especially pag mayroon kayong incident na urgent. You have to put your contact detail dito para makontakt po namin kayo right away. Incident or request date and time. Note, hindi ito yung date kung kailan kayo nag-file ng ticket. This is the date when you encountered the actual incident. So, required lang po ito kung incident ang inyong ticket type o yung classification ng ticket. Last, ayan, kung all set na kayo, you just have to click on the submit ticket. Okay, so done na yung creation ng ticket. Let's proceed naman dun sa part na, okay, done na yung ticket. Ano na yung next na antayin ko? Yun na yung notification. So, once you click on submit, our service desk will receive a notification on their end na may bagong ticket. And then that service desk will assess your ticket and assign that to the appropriate support agent who will handle your ticket. So, once na-assign na ni service desk yung inyong ticket, you will receive this kind of email notification informing you that your ticket has been assigned. Okay, so ma-inform kayo sa flow ng ticket ninyo. Next slide po. Paano naman if si agent in-assess niya na yung ticket nyo, pero may tanong siya sa inyo na wala dun sa initial na description. Ang gagawin ni agent, i-update niya yung status ng ticket nyo to waiting for customer response, and then you will receive an email notification again telling you na yung ticket mo ay waiting for customer response. May kailangan from you na information. So, paano kayo mag-respond? You can respond via email. So, kita naman po na neyabitsupport@indocompany.com, or you can use the reply feature sa OTRS. When you use the reply feature sa OTRS, yung inyong ticket status, automatic po siyang mag-update to customer feedback. So, may extra benefit yung paggamit ng reply button sa OTRS kasi instantly, na-update na yung status.
Saka Jade, ang recommendation ng NEIA team is to use the OTRS rather than the email kasi para documented lahat, no? Naka-ticket number siya. So, yun ang recommendation natin sa co-ops. Unless medyo personal yung ano nyo, yung concern nyo na dapat yung taong yung sa NEIA ang sumagot, no? Use the OTRS, okay, at all times for your concerns para ma-document natin. Thank you. Sige, Jade.
Yes po. Okay. Okay, so for example, nabigay niyo na yung kailangang detalye ni agent, nagawa niya na yung request niyo or na-fix na, na-ayos na yung inyong incident, si agent update na yung status ng ticket niyo to resolve. Meaning, okay na on their end, nagawa na ng paraan. Ang next step po from you, kapag ito na yung status, is to check on your end. Talaga pang okay na yung fix? Nagawa na ba yung request ko? So, once na na-confirm nyo on your end na okay na yung concern ninyo, you'll have to click or you have to inform dun sa UTRS. Click nyo lang yung reply button and you have to confirm na okay na on my end, no issues, salamat. Once done, so okay na lahat, na-confirm nyo na rin, yung pinakadulo po ng life cycle ng ticket nyo ay closed. Meaning, na na-fulfill na yung request nyo, everything has been settled, confirm nyo na rin. Close na yung ticket. Yun na yung ending. Now, ito po yung ating contact details niya, ang ating NEABIT service desk. Yan yung ating service desk. Yan yung email, neabitsupport@indracompany.com. Yung number, ito sa baba, 0999-2200-319. Now, after this go-live ceremony, isa-send po yung credential nyo, kasama yung OTRS. But, if you encounter an issue in logging in OTRS, kunwari, tinap yung username, ayaw pa din, and password, i-email nyo lang po itong email address na ito or itong hotline. You can call this hotline para malilay yung concern nyo. So, we'll attend your concern naman and update you once okay na po yung access nyo.
Okay, so thank you, Jade. So, marami tayong ways to ask NEA, no? Pwede dito through the OTRS dyan sa email address ng Indra on the screen. Pwede rin cellphone number nila yan. Pwede rin email sa amin, no? Marami. Pero ang gagawin natin, again, all the presentations for this morning isa-send namin sa inyo, no? Yung sa ano, please look at your chat box, tayong lahat. Meron dyan yung galing kay Giovanni Lago ng NEA. No, nakalagay dyan yung link for certificates at saka yung step-by-step ng pag-i-install ng certificates. So while we are talking now, pwedeng i-ano nyo yan, i-picturean nyo o kung ano man, no, para maka-ano na kayo dyan. Pero otherwise, papadala pa rin namin sa inyo yung link na yan. Okay? So all the other questions hindi na natin ma-address ngayon, kasama na doon sa Q&A nga sa Infopedia. So nabanggit ko kanina earlier on, all your other questions and queries pwedeng padala sa OTRS. Pero kung hindi ka marunong mag-file sa OTRS, yun ang unang problema. Kaya ipapadala namin tong PowerPoint ni Jade ulit sa inyo para step by step makaano kayo sa OTRS. Kasi mas gusto namin yon, mas preferred namin ang OTRS na concerns nyo para documented. Okay? So, any more, Indra, presentations?
This concludes our presentation na po. Thank you.
Lahat-lahat na?
Said ko na rin pa, yes po.
Okay. So, sa NEA side, clean up kami for this afternoon and also yung Indra, no, uploading of some necessary files. Ang start natin is 7 a.m. tomorrow. So the last for uploading. So the last part is yung simulation with an EC. No, may mock-up dramatization tayo, no, ng real time with 1DET para malaman natin kung ano yung actual na nangyayari. Ngayon, just one word of caution. Mahirap ba yung nangyayari ngayon sa NEABIT? Mahirap talaga. Kung hindi ka techie, no? Wala namang kaming inintroduce na bago, no? Na ganun kahirap. So find somebody in your co-op na may experience na sa NEABIT before, no? 'Yun ang sikreto niyan. Tapos bits and pieces na lang yung mga dinagdag namin. Pero otherwise, kung bago lahat kayo sa co-op and ngayon lang kayo magne-NEABIT, yan, medyo may problema tayo dyan. Hindi ganun kadali. Mahaba yung pinagdaanan natin in the past. So, the key, yung susi, yung dati nang humawak na NEABIT and all others, madali na. Okay? Kasi ang daming na i-present ng Indra, pati kami. Pero ano yan eh, no? PowerPoint yan, English yan, no? Walang pinakamaganda kung hindi yung simulated. Huwag matakot na magkamali. Pag nagkamali, we learn from the mistake, no? Software lang naman yan, no? Gawa ng tao, so kayang i-decipher uli ng tao yan. So, now for the next part, yung simulation natin, and we pick this co-op Dahil unang-una malayo sila and isa sila para makita yung ano, yung integration, yung bandwidth connectivity, etc. At saka isa sila sa mga co-ops na religiously walang palya na nagsasubmit sa amin before, no? At tama ang mga sinasubmit. Kasi gaya nga nung nasabi ni administrator sa speech niya kanina, dahil walang affidavit dati, trigger happy yung ibang co-ops, no? Basta makasubmit, ma-meet yung deadline ng NEA, no? Tapos magre-request, may revisions. Eh, wag naman sanang ganon, no? So, itong co-op na to is one of the co-ops na hindi ganon, no? Pag nag-submit, may shared responsibility, ownership sa sinubmit nila. And lastly, cooperative sila sa simulation namin. So, let's bring in Samsureco 1, no? Sambuanga 1 and our own counterpart dito sa NEA who's handling the DET for connections. So, sige, kayong dalawa mag-usap ngayon and we'll listen. Vani and Manager DS or anybody from Samsureco 1.
Okay po, good morning.
Morning, Vani. Sige, good tuloy
morning
na tayo.
Sa lahat. Ma'am DS, good morning po.
Good morning po, Sir Vani.
For all others, yung view natin sa Zoom, ilagay natin sa speaker, wag gallery, para sila'y nakikita natin. Sa upper right-hand corner, may view doon, speaker ang piliin nyo. Thank you. Sige, go.
Okay po. Bali, brief introduction lang po. Ako pala si Vani. Sa focus sa team na nag-handle po ng ating connections DET. So, without further ado, bibigyan po kay Ma'am DS yung floor. Ma'am DS.
Okay po. Unang-una po, I am...
Boss Rod, parang nakapin si Majoy sa speaker's view.
Sa akin, hindi naman. Lovejoy, anong... Bakit? Nakapin ba? Baka ikaw lang nagpin, GM. Hindi kaya...
Sige.
Baka na-pin mo. Ako na lang pin mo. Teka lang, sandali, may technical. Lovejoy, ano yun? Naka-mute ka, Joy.
Okay na.
Oh, sige, okay. So, tuloy tayo.
Okay po, Sir Rod. In behalf of Samsureco 1, I would like to extend my warmest greetings to our Dynamic Supremo, the NEA Administrator Edgardo Rama Masungsong, and the Oversight Director of NEA BIT, Director Rod Padua of NEA, and of course, the Project Manager, Ma'am Shirley Salvador, and other NEA officials, Endra and Questronics partners, General Managers, and my fellow participants for this undertaking of NEA, good morning. Indeed, we thank NEA for the resumption of NEA BIT system and for choosing Samsureco 1 as a sample EC in uploading the connections DET for the NEA BIT Go Live event. First of all, as users of the system, we have to identify our requirements in relation to the implementation of the NEA BIT system. One of the requirements, when in fact kanina tinatanong ito, is the security certificates, which must be installed in the PC or laptop to enable the EC's users to access the NEA BIT web portal system. NEA will have to provide this to all the electric cooperatives. This procedure will only be done once by the user. When in fact kanina dinidiscuss ito. Next, considering that web portal and NEA BIT system is an internet-based system, therefore, electric cooperatives or users must have a stable internet connection in order to access the system and perform tasks that are available in the system. Then we have to accomplish the DETs and upload it at the NEA web portal. I know that electric cooperatives are familiar with the system because we have been using this since 2017. But just to refresh the audience on the capabilities of the system, marami ding mga bago, especially no, ngayon, NEA BIT provides data entry templates or popularly known as DETs. Minimension na ito kanina in Excel format to be used for the submission of the EC reportorial requirements to NEA. Before going to my main task this morning, which is the uploading of the connection DET at the NEA web portal, allow me first to start on the actual downloading of the connection DET and accomplish the same. To simulate, ito kasi yung ano, task ko, is to simulate, I will be showing to the audience the actual downloading of a blank connection DET from the system.
Okay, so okay ma'am.
Na tong screen ko. Okay. Ayan. Nakikita na po ba?
Yes, ma'am. Kita po.
Yes, kita.
Yes. First, to access and run NeaBit system, I am going to use my Google Chrome browser. Dito na talaga siya. Then, log in the system, simply type my username. So, considering ginagamit ko na siya, so andito na siya. And my password, okay, type ko muna tong password ko. Then, I'll have to click the login button. Okay, naglo-loading. So, in my screen, known as the dashboard, we could now see the message here, welcome to NEA web portal, and mga DET deadline reminders, which simply mean that I successfully logged in to the system and could now use or access all the functions provided herein. At the upper left portion of my screen, kung nakikita nyo, showed the menu buttons, namely the templates, to the data entry, the download, the links, and the upper right portion, makikita din natin itong bell notification icon and the settings button. So to download the connection DET, itong blank DET, just click the template. May drop down ito button dito. And then, makikita ito dito yung system generated, ito available na button dito, yung DET. I-click mo lang yung DET. Pagkatapos, nagde-display na dito yung mga templates. Ayan. Yan. Ito yung actual na mga templates. And then, kung gusto kong mapadali yung pag-search ko ng gusto kong file na ida-download, i-type ko lang dito yung connections. Ayan. So, makikita mo na. And then, i-select mo lang siya and then click the button search. Ayan. So, makikita mo na ngayon yung connections na DET mo. And then, isi-select mo to. I-click mo yung box dito sa gilid. And then, ayan. Then, i-click ko tong download button. So, ayan. Yung system, nag-generate na siya ng connections DET, yung blank data file. And then, isi-save ko siya sa aking folder. Ayan. So, yan lang po. Ganun lang po siya kadali actually. No? Yan, isi-save ko siya. Now, ngayon, considering na i-accomplish ko tong template ko, so, nawalang internet. So, I'll have to click the settings na para magla-log out po ako dito sa system. Kasi hindi naman po pwede na mag-a-accomplish ako and dyan siya, baka matagalan. So, magla-log out ako. Kiklik ko lang yung settings button and then isi-select ko yung log out. Okay? Proceed to log out. Pipiliin ko lang yung select at saka naka-log out na ako. Yan. Next. My next task ngayon is to accomplish the connections DET using my laptop. Course. So, now ngayon, hahanapin ko na yung file na dina-download ko kanina. Ito yun. Ayan. Nakikita pa ba tayo sa screen?
Yes, ma'am. Ayan. Malino okay. Na malino po.
Okay Kita po. Na. Okay po, sir. So, andito na ngayon yung templates for the connection. So, may mga parameters na hinihingi dito. At saka kung makikita mo, may mga red asterisks ito. So, ibig sabihin, we have to provide that data. So ngayon, may makikita ka dito sa ito yung drop-down button. Ito yung drop-down button. Pag isi-select mo siya, kagaya ng sinabi kanina from the Indra, na yung mga data na available na pipiliin mo. Okay, ito po. Gine-generate po ito ng system. So considering si Samsureco 1 kami, hanapin ko lang si Samsureco. Dito sa baba, ayan. I'm sure nasa dulo kami kasi Z, ayan.
Alphabetical po kasi.
Okay, alphabetical. Then, pipiliin ko yung reporting year, ayan, 2021. Ayan, ganun lang kadali, no? Very user-friendly. And then yung month. Now, ngayon, ang pipiliin ko na month, considering that we have already submitted our January, February, March, and April, as we have agreed with NEA that I'll have to, SAMSAREC 1 will have to submit its May connections file, no? So, now ngayon, pipiliin ko lang yung May ko, and just to inform everyone, na kinakat namin yung data namin from May 1 to May 24 lang ang ano dito. Then, meron dito makikita mo yung new services connections, yung services reconnected, at saka services disconnected. So, sabi kanina ng Indra that ito lang ang pwede nating i-fill out. Yung orange shaded call dito, ito yung shaded areas, wag mo na siyang i-fill out. Kasi may computation ito, automatic siya nagko-compute. Now, ngayon, dito sa ating template, itong column C, yan, nakikita natin. May GUID siya, okay? May GUID column, and then yung barangays, yan, lahat yung coverage mo, yung actual data. So, ilalagay mo dito yan. Automatic nagko-compute yung percentage ng accomplishment. Kung ilan na ba yung na-energize mo na barangay. And for the sitios also, ito yung coverage mo. And then actual to date na na-accomplish mo as of data, as of May. Ayan, May 24. Then, for the connection, consumer connection, ito yung potential. And then, ito yung actual. And then may nagko-compute siya and the membership. And of course, ito yung remarks. Dito mo ilalagay yung pangalan ng municipality at kung ano yung mga findings mo na nakikita for that particular period. But prior to providing all these informations, considering kanina, binabanggit po ng NEA na mayroong pagbabago dito sa GUID. So ngayon, ibabalik ko to kay Sir Vani. Kung ano ba tong GUID at paano ba siya talaga ma-avail ng COP. Although kanina minimension na ni Sir Rod na available siya available actually siya sa website ng NEA. But then, for purposes ito of kanibang simulation and showing to the audience right now kung paano ba siya gagawin, ibabalik ko tong floor kay Sir Giovanni. Sir, from NEA.
Okay, Ma'am DS, maraming salamat po sa very informative at saka magandang pagkaka-explain kung paano po tayo mag-download at mag-fill up. So, para masupplyan po natin yung data for GUID, pwede po natin siya i-download. So, mag-share lang po ako ng screen. Okay po. Ayun. So, sa homepage natin, makita po natin yung download sa menu. Click lang po natin yon, and then, click po natin yung geography list. Okay, since SAMSAREC po ay nasa Region 9, at the same time, meron din po siyang sineservan sa Region 10, which is yung Don Victoriano Chongbian, kaya dapat dalawang regions po yung i-download natin. I-click lang po natin ito, and then right away, nakita po natin na download na po agad. Okay po, to check, open ko lang po yung file. Makita po natin dito yung municipalities at yung corresponding UID po nila. Okay. So, Ma'am DS, proceed na po tayo sa pag-fill up ng ating DET using ito pong GUIDs na provided po. Ano ko lang po pala, ito po ay yung bago na nating GUID. Mapapansin po natin, magkaiba na po siya sa may previous na GUID na ginagamit po natin. So, okay po. Ito po yung gagamitin natin sa pag-fill up ng ating connections.
By region siya.
O lagi, pero mali ang
kuwan. Okay po. So, mag-stop share na po ako para makakill up, nakita po natin mag-fill up ni Ma'am DS. Okay, ma'am. Paki-share screen po. Ayun, thank you.
Okay po, sir. Thank you, Sir Vani. So, while nag-discuss po kayo, so, fini-fill out ko na yung template namin. Ito yung data ng SAMHSA Rec. 1 from May 1 to 24. So yung new services connected namin is 940. And then services reconnected, 117. Okay. Yung services disconnected, 187. So total services in place, 870. Then a total number of consumers, 173,481. So ayan. So yung details, nandito siya. Oh. Makikita natin yung barangays namin. 100% na po kami dyan. Okay? 100% na po siya energized. And then, yung sitios namin. Okay? So makikita natin yung details dito. So as of May 24, we have energized 2,302 over for 2,940 na ano namin, coverage. That represents 78.30% of the total. Then for our connections, ito po, yung consumer connections namin, yung potential ni SAMHSA Rec. 1 is 192,000. But then yung na-energize namin for the period, no, as of May 24, has a total of 173,481 and that represents 90.35%. And then, ito yung ano namin, yung sa membership to date, no? Ang na-energize si SAMHSA Rec. 1 as of May 24, ito, 161,747. Yan. For the remarks column, sinasabi ko kanina na dito po namin ini-input yung pangalan ng mga municipalities. Ito. And then, naglalagay din po ako ng remarks dito, no? Para to yeah. guide niya. Baka magtatanong sila, eh bakit more than 100% na yung ano ninyo, connections for Josefina. So nilagay ko lang dito siya that the energized connection is beyond 100% of the potential. Ito. So that may idea si niya na more, na nag-i-exit na kami. O, ito.
Yeah. Additional lang po, Mang Diaz, ano? Yes, sir. Yung importance po ng ating remarks column, if ever po na mapansin po natin na meron pong sudden increase o biglang bumaba po yung bilang ng connections natin for the month, pwede po natin ilagay dito sa remarks column. Kasi if ever man po na makita po namin sa NEA habang nire-review yung inyong file, tapos wala pong remarks or explanation kung bakit biglang tumaas or biglang bumaba, pwede pong maging po revision yung inyong report, which is mananote din po yun or marirecord sa ating NEA portal. Okay po?
Yes po, sir. Okay. When in fact, that concern actually, no, maraming beses po ako naka-experience na kinukol talaga ni Nea yung attention namin dito sa SAMHSA Rec. 1. Bakit biglang tumaas yung na-energize mo na connection for this period, etc., etc. Kasi we also failed to provide in the remarks na grabe talaga yung energization namin sa NIHEB. Kasi we availed a total of 22,268 na here, no, from EUE. So yun po for the year 2020, 2019, 2020, grabe po. Saka bigla lang siyang bumaba nung nagka-COVID na. Oh, ayan. So ngayon, considering tapos na yung pa-fill out ko sa aking template for SAMHSA Rec. 1. So this is now ready. This file, no? This file is now ready for submission to NEA utilizing the web portal of NEA. Okay po? So isasara ko siya kasi ito na yung talaga yung main task ni SAMHSA Rec. 1 is to upload. Kaya lang pinapakita lang talaga namin kanina kung paano ba namin ginawa. Okay po.
Yes, ma'am. Refresher po ito sa mga kasama po natin. At the same time para din po sa mga bagong users ng atin pong NEA web portal.
Okay po, Sir Benny.
Thank you,
ma'am. So, isasara ko muna itong file na to para i-upload ko na. So, ngayon, pag mag-upload ako, okay, so, balik ko ako dito sa aking browser and then nakapasok na talaga ako kay Nea. So, i-refresh ko lang. And then, okay. Ganun lang siya kadali actually. Very user-friendly yung system. Tsaka very accurate. Ayan, so yung username and then yung password ko, itatype ko lang, manigurado lang ako.
Tama yan, ma'am.
okay, and then i-click ko yung login button. Ayan. So, now ngayon, nandito na ako sa dashboard. So, considering that magsa-submit ho ako ng report, hindi na ako babalik dito sa templates, but I have to proceed, no? Dito sa data entry. I-click itong button na to. Ayan. And then, nakikita mo dito yung bagong screen, no? Ayan, may nakalagay dyan, upload, data entry. At saka makikita mo dito sa baba, ayan, sa baba, yung mga submitted DETs namin from January to April. Ayan, so okay. Actually, okay, napit na wala. Ayan, okay po. So nakikita natin siya, no? So the users talaga, para sa atin, we are guided actually kasi nandito yung status ng ating submission. Not only for the connections, kung marami kang sinasubmit, yung technical, financial, yung institutional DETs, maraming laman siya. Considering ngayon, connections lang muna for our simulation, ito lang muna ang makikita ng mga users in my screen. So ngayon, mag-upload na ako yung accomplished na connections DET ni Samsa Rec 1 for the month of May. Ayan. So, kiklik ko lang yung update data entry button. And then, ito po yung makikita natin. Ayan. So, kanina, pinapakita po ito ng Endra. Ayan. So, nakalagay dito. So, sino yung easy nga nakalagin si Samsa Rec 1. And then, kung makikita mo, may mga asterisk. Naka-red pa siya. So, ibig sabihin, ikiklik mo lang, yes po, ikiklik mo lang po yung drop-down button dito at saka may mga available na data na po pwede mong piliin. So ngayon, yung name of the template name, so hanapin mo ngayon si connections, ayan. Ayan, so yun yung file na i-upload. And then yung reporting month, so ito yun. So ikiklik mo lang siya and then pipili ka lang name ng May. And then for the reporting year 2021. So ganoon na talaga siya kadali. Now, considering, no, may button dito na may box dito na reason for late submission. Now, the deadline actually for the submission of the connections DET is every 15th day of the following month. Considering na yung May wala pa kasi yung deadline nito is June 15, no?
Tama
po. Okay. So kaya pag ano, wala ka makikita dito kasi kung naka-disable siya. Kasi kung late na talaga yung submission mo, mag-i-enable and then you are prompted by the system. No? Kung bakit ba? Ano ba yung reasons? Bakit na-late po kayo ng pagsasubmit ng connections DET mo? So ilalagay mo dito, dito yung portion na ilalagay mo siya kung ano yung reason. Now ngayon, sa-select na ako ng file na i-upload ko sa system. So i-click ko lang yung choose file. And then pipiliin ko kung saan ko siya na-save. Ayan, so ito. So kanina, it was being discussed by Endra kung paano ba iset natin yung file name ng ating report. So ito yun, Connections DET, baka kulang pa to. Connections DET, yung format, yung date format is YYYMMDD. So ito yun, no? 2021-05 yung month and saka yung date. Okay, so MMDDYY, I think I am compliant with the instruction. Okay, so ngayon, pipiliin ko siya and then open ko lang. Now ngayon, nagre-reflect na siya dito. Then after that, may comments portion dito, may box dito. So pwede kang maglagay kung ano yung mga information kagaya ng sinabi kanina ni Sir Vani na kung mayroong mga sudden increase sa ano mo report or energization sa report mo for that particular area. So pwede mo ditong ilagay kahit naglalagay ka na doon sa template mo. So, ang gagawin ko na lang dito is refer to the template. Kasi naglalagay na ako ng remarks doon. So that Nea will be guided kung ano yung ano nila titingnan.
Tama po.
That, okay. That after that, may dalawang button dito na makikita. Submit data entry or leave page. Yes, no? But prior doing it, prior clicking this, so titingnan mo muna, i-review mo muna kasi common errors natin is iba yung napili. So and then nagkaka-problema na. So better na magre-review bago kasi magsa-submit ka one at a time. So pag nagkakamali ka, hindi mo pwede sabihin kay niya, ay mali pala, pwede ulitin. Di ba may process siya? So, kailangan thorough tayo when it comes to pagre-review sa isa-submit natin kay Nea. Considering na okay na naman, tama naman, connections, May 2021, yung file namin. So, ikiklik ko na yung submit data entry. Ayan, ikiklik ko siya para finally, maisubmit ko na yung Samsa Rec 1 connections DET for the month of May. Ayan. So, ngayon, nagpo-process na. Okay, ayan. So may nakikita tayo dito message, submission successful, status submitted. Okay, ayan. So to view your submitted data, pwede click mo to. Ayan. Pagki-click mo, ayan. So makikita mo yung connections DET ko na accomplished DET ko sinubmit ito. May status na siya dito submitted. And then create easy short yung name namin, yung Samsa Reco 1, kung kailan ko siya sinubmit at saka kung sinong nag-submit, kung sino yung naka-login. Oh, ayan. So tama.
Tama.
Okay, so, now ngayon, considering na ito lang talaga yung role namin for this morning, na-accomplish ko na yung data, yung task namin, masasabi lang namin ni Samsa Reco 1 na talaga yung system is talagang nag-work siya, user-friendly, efficient siya, fast, no? Madali lang, no? And that accurate po. Less paper. At saka makapag-save po tayo ng cost kasi hindi na tayo mag-mail. Saka napaka-hassle. So, thus, this innovation of NEA really improves efficiency and productivity among users. And it leads towards the attainment of the 7-point development agenda of NEA. So, in behalf of Samsa Reco 1, thank you so much, NEA. Thank you so much, all the attention, the kind attention of the participants. At salamat po. And stay safe, everyone, and God bless. That's all.
Okay. Sa part naman po ni Ma'am DS ay okay na. So dito naman po sa part namin sa NEA, kung paano po namin binavalidate yung inyo pong sinubmit na report. So once again, sa pagkasubmit po natin sa DET, pwede po nating sundin yung file format na sinabi po ni Indra kanina. Pero sa ngayon, kapag nag-email po tayo, sundin po natin yung existing file format natin, which is yung easy name, yung date, at saka yung pangalan ng DET natin, which is yung connections DET. Okay? So, pupunta na po tayo sa process kung paano po namin binavalidate yung inyong report. Share ko lang po yung aking screen. Kung medyo mabilis po ako magsalita, pakisabihan po ako. Ah. Ayan po. Okay. Siyempre, babalik po ako dito sa home screen natin. Sa data entry template. Okay. Makita po natin agad yung sinubmit ni Ma'am DS. Pumasok na agad sa ating portal. So, to review, i-click po namin ito. Then syempre, hindi naman kami basta-basta lang magko-confirm or mag-acknowledge. Ang ginagawa po namin sa NEA, dina-download po muna namin yung inyong submit na report. Okay? So, right after ma-download, pupunta ako sa downloads folder. Open in new window. Meron kasi kami sa NEA, meron po kaming device para madali po naming ma-check or makita kung meron bang erratic movement yung ating mga reports, yung ating pong mga data. So, advantage po para sa atin yun kasi dito po sa amin sa NEA, chine-check po namin bawat isa kasi may mga times po na nagkakaroon po ng typographical error kapag nag-submit po tayo ng report. Okay? So, since may na yung report na ginawa na sinend ni ma'am,
Giovanni, yes, if I may interrupt, sorry.
Yes, sir.
Sige, JM Sanyel. Okay. Hi, morning.
Yes, sir, Sir Rod.
Morning.
Morning. Meron lang observation kanina doon sa database mo kasi nakalagay doon sa Diplahan Municipality. Nakalagay under Zamboanga del Sur but actually that's under Zamboanga Sibugay. So I think there is a need to review. Kanina, marami yun. Even Buog, nakalagay sa Zamboanga del Sur.
Saan po? Dito, sir.
Yeah. Yung sa
data,
kanina na in-access ni... Sa JOID.
Sa JOID po.
Oo. So, ang dami doon mga municipalities under Zamboanga Sibugay na naka-ano ng Zamboanga del Sur.
Okay, sir. I-update po natin yan.
Yes, please. Tingnan mo, if you're going to look at it, yung kanina sa Region 9.
Yes, sir.
Ayan, let's say, yung...
Italy, Zamboanga del Sur. Okay,
Ditali is part of Zamboanga City, actually, but under Samsureco 2. Yung ano na yan, yung meron kanina, yung mga diplahan, that's under ano, yung mabuhay, that's under Zamboanga Sibugay.
Sir, GMC nang pwedeng magbigay sa amin ng ano, nung yung corrected?
Okay, CDS na lang. She has a yung ano dito. Padala namin sa'yo. Let's say, yan o. Diplahan, that's Zamboanga Sibugay. Buog, that's Zamboanga Sibugay as well.
Thank you very much po, sir, for informing mabuhay, us na dapat sa Zamboanga Sibugay po siya.
Yeah, mabuhay, that's Zamboanga Sibugay. Malangas, that's Zamboanga Sibugay. Talusan, that's Zamboanga Sibugay as well. So ang daming kuan. It has to
be. Kaganon ka-intelligent yung software, Boss Rod, na pag nalaman niya na yung GM, ganon din yung GM sa isa katabing co-op, automatic nag-transfer. GM Raul.
Hindi nga. We apologize, GM Sanyel, for being not intelligent on that part. De, pero ganito, let me explain. Pero ang naging focus kasi natin, Vani, diba, doon sa software na hindi natin nagawa dati, na yung lugar na yon, yung GeoID ng lugar na yon, dati isa lang, yung pala, is being serviced by both ECs, halimbawa, o yung EC na wala sa kanya yung franchise area. Sa software development tayo nag-focus. Pero eto sinasabi ni GM, database to eh. So garbage in, garbage out yan. So we apologize, GM. We'll review again. Kasi medyo concern sa akin to, Bunny, Manager Gurley, na if it could happen, buti na lang, it happened to a simulated EC ngayon, nakita. Eh baka yung iba, pwede rin nangyari to. So we'll check, GM, rest assured. Thank you for calling our attention. Yep. Pero lalahatin na namin yung ibang may mga ganyan ding kaso. Yep. Delikado, okay. To, delikado.
Yes. Malamang, okay, boss, mangyayari yan in a province with two electric cooperatives.
Yun niya. Oo, ganun.
Yan ang Surigao Sur, ganun, Sur Seco.
We'll see. Baka we'll see din. We'll see.
We'll see din.
Pero quite honestly, Vani, hindi ko na-expecto sa Samsureco 1. Wala tayong ano with Samsureco 1 before, ha? Diba? Yung mga Magelco ang sinasabi nyo sa akin, tsaka Sukelco eh.
Yes, boss. I-check po natin, boss, sa data na sinubmit po natin sa Indra kung ano po yung huling sinubmit po natin na data.
Sige. Oh, surprise so, sa akin to. Surprise sa akin to.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Direct Rod.
Thank you, GM. Ha. Thank you sa pahiram sa amin ng
boss,
ng team mo.
Yung basis po pala natin dito is yung sa PSGC. So, bali, i-check po natin lahat ng data na sinubmit saka po para ma-double check po natin yung accuracy po ng mga pagkakahati-hati po ng ating municipalities.
So yung sa statistics to?
Yung basis po natin, boss. Opo.
Kaya nga. Oo, yung GM ang medyo ano. So hindi naman actually kami nag-imbento sa statistics pala to. Hindi siguro alam ng statistics office yung ano. Ewan ko. So sige, tignan na lang natin ulit, Bunny. Okay. Opo. Sige. So next.
Going back to the topic, so ito na po tayo sa process of validation natin sa NEA. Lumalabas lang yung sa Zoom. Okay. Ayun na nga po ano. So para po ma-check natin yung data na sinabit nila ma'am DS sa Samsureco 1, ito po yung dinevice namin sa NEA para madali po makita ano. Okay, habang kina-transfer po yung file. Okay. Yan na po. Makikita po natin mag-aano po siya. So kung mapapansin po natin, since hindi pa po kompleto yung data na naisubmit nila ma'am DS sa Samsureco 1, makikita natin na 900 lang po yung kanilang increase, which is medyo mababa compared po sa mga previous months. And which is okay naman din po kasi hindi pa po kompleto yung data. Okay, with that, ma-check po natin, makita po natin na okay po yung sinubmit nilang data, wala pong sudden increase or wala naman pong biglang babang data. Nakita naman po sa screen at malinaw. So sa amin po sa NEA, it's a go signal. So okay po yung report na sinubmit nila, ma'am. So babaguhin po natin yung status niya, which is acknowledged receipt. And then mag-alagay lang po kami ng mga notes. Like for example, it's simple na, thank you. And po. And then i-click po naman yung save. Ano lang po ano, pagka-click po natin ng save, papasok na po itong report sa atin pong reports portal. And again, yung normal process po natin, hindi po siya right away na kapag click po natin ng save, pagkapasok po, eh agad-agad mag-reflect. Bali, may reflect pa lang po yung acknowledged data kinabukasan. Kasi yun po yung normal process natin. So, kung makikita po natin yun, ayun po. Alam, may lumalabas ang screen ko. Na acknowledge na po natin. At the same time po pala, kapag halimbawa naman po na meron pong mga kailangan pong i-clarify, ginagawa po namin is yung status po ay kailangan pong naka-revision. Okay po? So, na-click na po kasi kanina. No? Anyway, ayun po.
Bani, may ano ako, may procedural question.
Yes.
May nabanggit ni administrator kanina, 'di ba, yung mga trigger happy na co-ops, 'di ba? Na either sinasamantala nila yung bandwidth sa kanila o pagpunta nila from the island to the mainland makapag-submit kagad, may mga ganyang co-ops. So halimbawa yung kanina, kasi May 26 pa lang ngayon, no? So sinubmit ng Samsureco 1 yung data niya hanggang May 26, nag-submit na siya.
Tapos
paano niya i-revise? Dadagdagan kasi yung 27 to May 31 dadagdag niya.
So, bali boss, pwede po mag-resend si ma'am sa Samsureco 1, mag-resend po siya ulit, pero limited lang po hanggang 2. Yun po yung tolerable natin, pero dapat po talaga isa lang po yung, ano, isang beses po siya magsasubmit. Pero since ginamit po natin sa test data, or sa atin po go live ngayon, yung data nila ma'am, i-allow po natin na makapag-submit po ulit sila ma'am. Para naman po kompleto yung data at saka yung reports po nila.
Okay, hindi. Sa side natin i-allow. Pero paano, same process din ba doon sa side ng EC na parang gumawa uli siya ng isa pang database DET?
Yes, boss. Same process pa rin po yun.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay po. So, lilipat na po tayo sa notifications naman po. So, ito yung napakalaking role ng notification bell na kanina po na-mention ni ma'am. So, makita po natin sa notification kung acknowledge or for revision po yung report na binalidate namin dito sa NEA. So, para makita yung notification or yung status ng report na yun, hihilingin ko po ulit na mag-share screen si Ma'am DS para makita po natin lahat. Okay po. Ma'am DS?
Yes po, sir.
Apo. Ma'am, paki-share na lang din po yung screen para makita po namin yung lumabas sa notification bell po natin.
Okay po, sir. So, andito na. Nakikita mo na, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so, ngayon, i-click ko itong notification bell icon para makikita ko yung kung anong, ayan. So, may remarks dito. So, some connections, saan ba yung tinitest natin? Iwala.
Yan, ma'am. I-refresh lang po natin.
I-refresh ko lang. Ayan. And then,
okay, pumasok na.
Pumasok na. Yung connections May 2021 has been reviewed. Okay, so yan. So, dito mo makikita lahat. So, ang mga users, palagi tayong tumitingin dito sa notifications bell icon para malalaman natin kung ano yung mga remarks na or ano ba yung nangyayari sa submission natin. So that we will be guided always. We will be guided always.
Yes,
so, yan lang po siguro, sir.
Apo. So, yung importance din po ng notification na to, makikita po natin kung for revision ba yung ating report o hindi. Actually, meron po kaming sinample dyan na data. Yung January po yata yung Ma'am DS. Kaki-click lang po ito.
Okay po. So,
January po sa baba.
Ayan po. Ayan.
Okay,
po yung January, sir.
Yun yung mga sinample nating data. Tapos okay. Paki-back po ulit, ma'am. Kasi meron po kaming ginawang may final revision po kasi kami before na nag-test data po.
Okay. So January?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, click mo.
Okay.
In January po natin.
Ito.
Scroll down po.
Yan.
Tapos yung versions po, ma'am, sa taas lang.
Sa itaas.
Ayan, version history po pala. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, ito. Yan. Ayan, so kiniklik ko yun, version history. So dito ayan po.
Makikita po natin dyan na kapag halimbawa po na po revision yung ating data, lalabas po dito yung for revision sa may submission status. And kapag halimbawa po na okay na yung data natin, makikita po natin na sa status na is acknowledged receipt.
Okay.
Okay po, since test data lang po yung mga nauna natin, inalaw po natin din magkaroon ng double, ng two times na mag-submit yung EC natin, which is yung concern or question kanina ni Director Rod.
Yes po, sir.
Okay po. Ayun, Ma'am Diaz, maraming salamat po.
Thank you po, Sir Benny.
Ayun po. So, kung may mga nagtatanong bakit nga po pala si Tamsoreco 1, kasi sa base po sa amin pong analysis at saka po sa amin pong pag-check ng submission, accuracy, sila po yung nag-top actually. Sila po yung, for us, sa validation po namin, sila po yung okay talaga po sa lahat ng aspects. Ayun po.
Dinagdagan mo pa yung sinabi ko, Vani, sabi ko, one of the best co-ops eh.
So, recognize din po sila, ma'am, sir.
Inano mo, dinerecho mo ah. So, anyway, kaya natin ginawa yung simulation, no? Napaka-importante from the perspective of the co-op, no? Kung ano yung impression nyo, kung paano nyo ginagawa. Kasi kanina, yung mga taga-Indra, di ba, ang bibilis nila magsalita, no? Parehong techie. Kami medyo ganun din, medyo techie. Pagdating sa ano, sa co-op side, no? Ano pa hanapin nyo? 'Di ba? Malinaw na malinaw, step by step, 'di ba? Kung paano nila ginagawa. How I wish na sa technical, sa projects, tsaka sa financial nagawa din natin, no? Pero wala, kulang sa oras talaga. So connections lang, pero more or less ganun din naman 'yun eh, no? Yung pinaka platform niya, yun na rin yun, no? So nakita natin kung paano ang interaction real time with EC tsaka yung NEA. Okay? So just to summarize, all is ready na, no? Hindi lang ceremonial today, no? Talagang operational na tayo by tomorrow. I-up na namin ang servers namin. You can already submit kung ano yung mga pwede based doon sa timelines, doon sa matrix na pinakita natin kanina, no? Ipopulate nyo na kami, no? Medyo ipahirapan nyo na kami sa pag-validate. Nag-iintay na yung NEA team. Ngayon, again, we'll contact you through the Infopedia ng NEA website, no? Doon natin kunin yung mga frequently asked questions para for today's meeting. Itatry din namin with privacy issues na yung recording mismo nito, no? Kahit yung audio lang mapadala sa inyo, no? Pero we are requesting wag ipo-post sa Facebook kung pwede, no? Close group lang tayo, no? Wag ipo-post sa social media. Ang pinaka social media natin yung tayo-tayo lang. Okay? Yes, Rina.
Rina po. Baka po pwedeng i-post ulit natin yung slide ng deadlines ng resubmissions ng DET, yung pinresent nyo po kanina.
Yung may teka.
Para ma-screenshot po nila, para ma-remind po sila.
Hanapin natin. Yan. So, sige Rina, paki-explain mo ulit.
Ano lang po, yung sa connections DET, yun po yung all DET's SOE, tsaka yung projects, yung sa CITUS po yan, yung SEPLEP. So, I-resubmit po natin yung January to May na mga DETs from May 27 to June 15. Tapos yung all other DETs, yung MFSR, yung sa iba pa po sa INSTI. So yung January, February, and March na DETs po, isasubmit din natin siya ng May 27 to June 15. And then yung April and May na reports po sa June 16 to 30. And then, pagdating po ng July, so yung mga reports po natin ng June 2021 onwards, balik na po tayo sa normal natin na submission na for SOE connections every 15th of the month. Tapos yung sa SEPLEP every Thursdays of the week. Tapos yung all other DETs po na every 30th of the month.
Okay tayo doon. So don't worry, ipapadala naman namin sa inyo yung slide na yon. Ngayon, just in case na hindi kayo makasubmit, hindi na role nung NAYABIT team yon, yung penalties nun. Kaya Director Ana Papa na kayo, who is the chairperson of the reportorial requirements ng OPAS, doon na kayo medyo mananagot. Hindi na sa amin yon. Yes, from Battle Lake 2.
Sir Rod, tanong ko lang po. Regarding po dun sa submission namin ng DET this May 30, so yung data po yung namin ng April. So kaya nga pa ba namin mag-submit ng DET via Gmail?
Sorry, medyo...
O kailangan na lang po namin mag-submit dyan sa request schedule ninyo?
Hindi ko masyadong narinig. Pakiulit. Sorry, pakiulit.
Sir Rod.
Oo, pakiulit.
Buha po ng ating DETs na due for submission.
Oo.
May 30. Kailangan po ba namin mag-submit via Excel, via email? Or kaya mag-i-stick po kami doon sa June na submission, June 16?
Anong DETs? Anong
lahat? Lahat ng DETs pa, apa, na due for submission this May 30. April data.
Rina, anong nakaano sa atin? Rina.
Boss. Kasi di ba bali po iba-iba yung submissions natin ng DET. Yung connections DET every 15th of the succeeding month. So yung June po, kailangan ma-submit siya by July 15 on or before July 15. Tapos yung SEPBLEP po every Thursday. So yung last week isasubmit po sa Thursday, sa susunod na Thursday. And then all other DETs, yung mga MFSR and other INSTI DETs, yung sa RAW po, every 30th of the succeeding month. So iba-iba po yung deadline ng mga DETs.
Yes, Ma'am Lina. Pero yung po mga, di ba meron po kami may isasubmit this May 30, yung pong April data natin. Apo. So mag-aano na po kami sa via, ano na po, sa NAYABIT na po, o kailangan po ba sa mag- submit kami sa via email sa NAYA.
Okay. Bali po, di ba yung nakasubmit na po tayo ng January to April via email?
Ang April po ay ngayon pa pong May 30.
Teka. Kasi sa connections DET po ako eh. Boss Rod, tapos na po ang May, so ang April. So yung May, pwede na po nilang idiretso sa web portal. Pero yung other DETs, magpapa-email pa po ba tayo or sa web portal na lang sila magsasubmit? Yes, yun po ba yung question ng battle?
Yes po.
Oo, yun ang question
so,
nila.
So, nang nasubmit na po namin yung pong connections namin noong pong May 15. Pero yung all other DETs na due for submission ngayong May 30 using April data, due for submission siya sa May 30. Hindi po namin alam kung saan kami magsasubmit, sa email ba or sa NAYABIT na.
Kaya nga tinatanong ko rin na kanina anong DET eh. Kasi iba-iba eh, di ba? Kuminsan yung sila Aljon, yun ang request. Iba rin sa ate, sa inyo. So, pwedeng balikan ka namin doon sa ano na lang, sa Infopedia natin ipopost yung sagot doon. Kasi we have to consult yung ibang members ng NAYA kung itutuloy pa nila yung ganong ano o using the NAYABIT portal na.
Noted, sir, Rod.
Manager Shirley, paki-note lang 'yon importante 'yon na medyo ASAP, Manager Shirley.
Yes, yes.
Oo. Kasi kailangan pa natin yung ibang concurrence doon sa ibang NAYA team. Kasi baka meron silang timeline na ayaw nilang magulo magka-doble-doble.
Magpaganda din po siguro, boss, pakipatype na rin po kay Batelec to sa chat box para ma-remind din po tayo.
Yung oo nga.
Question details.
Oo, para maano dito sa ma-document dito sa chat box. Okay, so a lot has been discussed. May isa lang reminder tong Sineti before we go on closing. Cherry?
Thank you, boss. So we'll take this opportunity to make a NETI announcement. Since we have in our audience the 110 electric cooperatives and some of our general managers, for ECs which have not registered to the upcoming taxation of ECs webinar scheduled on June 3, 4, 7, and 8, 2021 via Zoom, please be informed that NETI is still accepting registration po. Please email NETI for further details. And that's all. Thank you. Thank you, okay. Boss Rod.
Thank you, Che. May utang kayo sa amin for ano ha? For biglang pasok. Thank you, NETI, for organizing this. So, again, like what the administrator said, no partnership to, no? Para sa atin lahat, para mapadali, no? Again, let's try to follow the deadline set, no? Kasi electronic na lang naman, no? So madali-dali na, no? Pero wag tayong trigger happy kasi yung affidavit will come later, nandoon na rin sa Infopedia, doon na lang namin paki-download na lang doon pag operational na tayo, no? Syempre, it has to be notarized once a year lang naman. At saka wag tayong wag tayong trigger happy na pwede naman mag-resubmit. Wag sanang ganun, no, kasi data pa rin 'yan, baka ma-corrupt, no. Recheck and recheck our data before hitting that submit button, no, para sure lang. So, thank you everybody for listening for the whole morning. Alam nyo sa IT meron din tinatawag na Zoom fatigue. No, so sa studies pag masyado nang matagal hindi na pumapasok sa contextual brain. So kung nasa HESA tayo, meron tayong ceremonial tawag doon toast for the resumption. Sabi nga ni administrator, resurrection of Nayabit. So toast na lang tayo, no? Kunwari wine ko to, no? Pero pineapple juice. So, thank you everybody and welcome again to Nayabit. Gamitin natin to, okay, para sa ating lahat. So, bye-bye and thank you. Tsaka na tayo magkita-kita physically, hopefully next year. Bye-bye. Sa mga GMs, thank you for supporting your co-ops. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Net po.
Pwedeng maiwan muna yung Indra tsaka Neya team. Thank you, co-ops. Indra lang tsaka Neya team.
Boss Rod, tuloy pa rin yung record natin or i-stop?
Ano, tuloy mo? Stop mo na kasi papadala natin sa co-op. Okay. Na to? Oo.